folks. Santa Claus, the one and only, has finally been spotted.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas time.
Oh, God, we need a holiday.
I can't.
Merry Christmas. This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Scary, scary. This is our last day till the holidays, and nothing's ready to go.
Oh, no!
Nothing is working. We have no plans. We have no song to start the show with.
No, we do.
Okay, well, what do you want to start the show with?
Well, Danielle wanted some Justin Bieber.
Yeah. What else?
Oh, no.
You poo-pooed the Bieber?
We did what? Christina Aguilera yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, what else you got?
Okay, what about Real Big Fish, Grandma Got Run Over by Rain?
No.
Fast.
No. Oh, okay. No. Okay. What else you got?
This one's for the children from New Kids on the
Block. No, that's sappy, sappy.
How about
no.
My Only Wish by Britney Spears?
Oh, please, man.
How do you feel about Miley Cyrus doing Happy Christmas War is Over?
No. Oh.
Okay. You like, TLC, Sleigh Ride, TLC. That's a good one.
TLC, did you know?
Let me hear it. Okay. I don't know. Guys, help me out here.
We need something. I like Ariana Grande, Santa Tell Me.
We play that every day.
And I still like, you know, I love my Biebs. Anything by the Biebs from Christmas.
Let me see what TLC's doing. Hold on, hold on. Ooh, this is very smooth. This is smooth.
Smooth.
It's like the Quiet Storm.
Wait, I know.
What
you want?
Here we go now. Okay, pull up Justin Bieber.
Yeah! I win!
I love when we go from Run DMC to Justin Bieber. But not until we stop off with some 98 degrees.
That song always makes me cry.
I don't want to do that. I'm in a Grinchy mood.
Oh.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Yes, I like this one.
Here we go.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. But then I am dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days, be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Will you, shawty, will you?
Christmas, including my shoddy. You know, you can basically just add sleigh bells to any song and make it a Christmas song.
Yeah.
Someone actually recorded, requested Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah. Very Christmassy.
So what if we played Smells Like Teen Spirit with sleigh bells?
Woo! I like it.
It's a sleigh bells Teen Spirit Christmas.
I think this works.
Does this work?
Yeah.
Does this work? Oh, oh, oh. Merry Christmas. No?
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey.
This is the weirdest, the weirdest bunch of music we've ever played.
La, la, la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey you'd
ever seen.
He had
a tiny
king. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey! Jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey.
Okay, all right, all right. I can only take so much of that song.
That's a classic.
I want to hear Me Booty.
Oh, I love it. Call Me Booty.
Oh my God!
You sound just like him.
You do, Gandhi.
Yeah.
Do you have any burrito?
Yeah.
Wait, I want to hear Gandhi sing that.
Okay.
You ready? Yeah. I can't see the letter. Okay, move
Gandhi's so multi-talented between Woody Woodpecker.
I know.
This Miley Cyrus.
You, are you ready for Gandhi's solo,
yeah,
Danielle?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here comes Gandhi.
Oh my God!
That was so, that was frightening.
It drives my mom nuts.
It drives.
Can we please get a Woody Woodpecker laugh?
Oh my God! I swear to God.
Just for you, Froggy.
We've got to get to the next 4 hours in one piece.
Don't hype me up, guys. I'll keep going. Merry Christmas, guys.
Okay, thank you, Miley.
You're welcome.
Good morning. Our first caller of the day is Eric. Hey, Eric.
Good morning.
I thought you were supposed to be the first caller of the day yesterday. What happened?
I was. I was on hold, and then it just went click, and my heart just dropped.
Yeah.
So, no.
So I just called back today. It's so surreal I'm talking to you guys. Happy Friday. Happy holidays.
Oh, thank you. You know what? We're asking Santa to bring us a new phone system for Christmas.
Please.
You know what? Same. Oh, my gosh. But actually, is Producer Sam there?
Oh, yeah. Producer Sam's right here. Say hi, Producer Sam.
Salutations. Hello.
Hi. So,
I'll connect
fun
you.
Fact. Producer Sam's boyfriend was actually my RA in college.
Get out!
Wow, was he hot back then, too?
I mean, yeah.
It was.
Yeah, Bill is awesome, and the Ninja Warrior thing helped, and I just wanted to say that you are the luckiest woman alive because he is such a great guy.
I know that, but if you reach out and say that we spoke and I agreed, I will deny it. So let me keep my power.
Yeah, her boyfriend already has an ego the size of Mount whatever. But that's right. Cool. That's nice.
And I hope you do something fun for his birthday because I think it's coming up soon.
Oh,
normally,
my God, Eric, whoa. You're so sweet. Yes, it is, and yes, you know me. I will.
Eric, you know way too much, but that's cool.
But you know what? I know. I am. You tell me your birthday. I will remember that before your name.
August 5th. See you then. Leos. Unite.
All right. Ooh. Yep. Uh-huh. Well, Eric, I listen to horoscopes and unpopular opinion. I like Nate doing it the best.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Hey, Nate. Nate, why don't you come in here and do the... Do you have enough brain power to do the horoscopes today?
I'll try.
Oh, he'll be fine.
So he's make good. The font bigger?
He's actually good. He just loses concentration and focus sometimes.
Hey, you know what? We all do. I'm a high school teacher, so I'm used to that on the daily.
There you go. Well, listen, Eric, you are the first caller of the day, officially. Your Elvis Duran Morning Show shirt is on the way, sir. And thank you so much for your patience, and I hope you have a very beautiful holiday and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You guys, too. And I would love for you to ruin it.
Yeah, well, we'll ruin it.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Consider it ruined. Hold on one second. And there you go. And the return of Straight Nate.
Yay!
Thank you.
Every day you walk through the door, it's a miracle. A good old-fashioned Christmas miracle.
It really is. But trust me, for me more than anybody else.
All right. Let's see. Before we do round the room, let's do horoscopes first.
Okay, this is for Eric.
Let's accommodate, Nate and his need to, like, get moving.
All right.
Okay.
And are you really ready for this?
I think so. It might not be as peppy as usual. Just want to warn you.
I think that'd be awesome.
Okay.
If it's not as peppy as usual. Go ahead.
Here we go. Capricorn, stay courageous in the face of opposition. Don't let any outside forces affect the progress you're making towards your goals. Your day's an 8.
Aquarius, keep working toward greater self-acceptance, recognizing your accomplishments, and remind yourself that there is no one out there like you. Your day's a 9.
Pisces, a surge of energy will help you stay on task during the holidays. Efficiency is the name of the game when it comes to getting all of your responsibilities done. Your day is a 7.
Aries, don't be afraid to show your emotions. Letting people know how you feel will strengthen communication and the quality of your relationships. Your day's an 8.
Taurus, don't spend time trying to change people's minds. It's useless. Instead, focus on your values, beliefs, and bettering yourself. Your day, ooh, a 10.
Gemini, remember to be practical when taking on new projects. Having too much on your plate can be stressful and affect the quality of your work. Your day's a 7.
Cancer, never compare yourself to others. Everyone's journey is different. Always do what's best for you and your success. Your day, ooh, a 9.
Leo, a plethora of choices can make you indecisive. Ooh. If you take time to explore each option, you'll be better equipped to make the best decision possible. Your day's an 8.
Virgo, peace of mind should be at the top of your priority list. Let go of the desire to make everything perfect and just do your best. Your day, ooh, a 10.
Oh, God.
Libra, stay dedicated to the tasks in front of you. It's easy to get distracted, but push through and you'll feel accomplished. Your day's a 7.
Scorpio, follow what your gut tells you. You're most likely right, so go with your instincts. Your day is a 9.
And Sagittarius, to be productive, stay grounded and focused. Plan and organize, and you'll be able to get quite a bit done. Your day is an 8. And those are your Friday morning horoscopes.
Oh, yes. I laugh every time I hear this. Let's go around the room. But we got to go fast. We're out of time. Gandhi, what's on your mind today?
I have a confession, and I have to start by saying I'm sorry to you because I bought you a gift a while ago, and then you kept saying, I don't want things, I don't want things, I don't want things. So instead, I decided to give you what you want. I'm just going to give you a card, and I kept your gift.
Good.
Yeah.
I think that's
and
awesome.
I love it.
I feel that makes me feel like I've given you a gift.
You did. That's really cool. But I was like, he's not going to want this. He's going to be like, damn it, I have to carry this around. Why? But kept it.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I'm glad I could get you exactly what you want.
I loved it.
Scary, what's up with you?
Can't they make sweaters that don't have that elastic band at the bottom that puffs out your shirt and makes you look like you have a giant belly? I hate that. Why can't they just have sweaters that just go straight down with no bottom? You know what I'm
they
talking
do.
About.
They do have those.
Okay, well, I don't
I think you're wearing one.
No, look at this.
Are you blaming the sweater?
No, mine's one of them that has one of those things around the bottom.
Oh, that's it.
That's called a waistline.
It's a band. I don't like it.
Danielle, what's up with you today?
So last night, my
my son Spencer and I spent hours watching YouTube, James Corden, just like things that he does on his show. And our favorite is Spill Your Guts, Fill Your Guts. Have you ever seen it?
Yes.
And we watched like Harry Styles and 5 Seconds of Summer and Jonas Brothers. And it was so much fun. I freaking love James Corden so much. He makes me so happy.
I agree.
He's just brilliant. He really is.
I agree, Danielle.
Bonding.
And let's hear it for the Jingle Bell Singing Dog.
Yay, dogs.
We're running so late. I'm so sorry. But who cares? You know, it's just whatever we do today, we do today.
Into
the three things we need to know. Gandhi, what's going on?
An Iowa man is going to be spending some time in prison for setting fire to an LGBTQ pride flag. He was sentenced Wednesday to almost 16 years after he lit the flag on fire after it was hanging outside of a church. Hate crime charges were added because it was criminal mischief and on someone's property. And court records say that the sentence was longer than it would have been because he is a repeat offender. The flu outbreak getting worse. Minnesota reported 3 more deaths and 60 more schools dealing with outbreaks. An entire school district in Atlanta closed early. Arizona is dealing with 4,300 cases. And a report from Walgreens shows that the worst hit areas are in Omaha, Nebraska and Chattanooga, Tennessee. So be careful.
You're listening in.
Yes. Wash your hands, everyone, and cough into your elbow, please. And finally, your new Miss America. Did you guys see this woman?
Yes.
She is amazing. It's a woman from Virginia. She is a scientist. She performed a science experiment with hydrogen peroxide as her talent.
That's
awesome.
She
wore a pantsuit, and she is your new Miss America. We love her.
I love a good pantsuit.
I do, too.
Let's hear it for pantsuit.
Yes, for her pantsuit.
Thank you, Gandhi.
You're welcome.
Are you guys ready for your Friday?
Yeah.
You're listening to the very festive Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Happy holidays.
There's only one hot sauce that was able to convert me from my usual arsenal. Cholula. Their newest flavor, Sweet Habanero, packed such a punch that it actually made me smile. I loved it. With 6 flavors to choose from, don't be afraid to upgrade to Cholula.
Happy holidays.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
From Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Oh, another fattening day at the ranch.
So good.
Thanks to our friends at Artichoke Pizza. Oh,
God, amazing.
God, they do it every time. So consistently. Fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Pizza for breakfast is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Now, look, I like how Danielle Gandhi got the pepperoni.
Yes,
but her pepperoni slices are like, they're like little cups, so they hold the pepperoni juice.
Yes, it's so good.
It's so good.
We do that on purpose.
Artichoke, they now open in Hoboken, New Jersey, right up the street from where a lot of you guys live.
Oh, yeah. I saw it the other day, and I was like, what?
Yes, there they are.
I went in there, and the pizza's just as good as all the other locations.
They're also opening a location in Times Square on Broadway and 39th. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. I mean, you don't go to Sbarro. Go to Artichoke. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's see. My girls and I just posted a little Merry Christmas holiday card on my Instagram.
Love it.
Fantastic.
At Elvis Duran. Just checking out.
Going to look.
We're in rare form today.
That shirt.
You like this shirt?
I do.
Well, the history behind the shirt is Walmart actually sold this until they realized what was on the shirt, and then they yanked it off the shelves.
Yeah, that's a true story?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know. So Gandhi gave it to me for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. It goes so well with that hat. Where did you get the hat?
The hat? This is from D-Square.
Ah.
You know, if you,
you
know,
are just...
I know.
Walmart and D-Squared.
I know.
Not a usual pairing.
Merry Christmas from our trailer park to yours. all right. So, and this is from... And you got me something, Danielle?
Yeah, it's just something I thought it would be cute on your desk because you love it.
By the way, I received your big vat of wine yesterday.
Yay.
Thank you, guys. Because you know Grandma loves her wine.
That's from the whole show. We all chipped in and I forgot the card. So
no,
I apologize.
Believe, I knew who it was from. There's just that wine is so good. Yeah. You know me. I love it. What is this? Oh, it's a tasty calendar.
Yeah, so every day you have a new little recipe thing.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's cute, Danielle.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Daniela.
Well, I got each one of the guys a little calendar that I thought represented them.
Oh.
Wait, let's look at Scary.
What is Scary?
Oh, I can't wait to see.
What represents you, Scary? What's it called?
It's called... You had one job. Hilarious pictures of jobs gone horribly wrong. Thank you.
And Brody, what does yours say?
The 365 stupidest things ever said.
Good job, Danielle.
Thank you. Thank
I love you
oh,
so
Nate,
much.
Nate, open yours.
I love
open
you.
Yours.
I love you, Danielle. Thank you.
I love you, too.
Now I wish I would have brought the gift that I kept for myself.
No.
These are just gag, like little gag.
The sweatshirt is a great gift. Yeah.
Okay, good point.
Nate, I thought you needed this.
Danielle got me, don't sweat the small stuff. Oh, my goodness. I've had a lot of big stuff this year.
And
thanks, Danielle.
Froggy, you have one coming, but it didn't get there yet.
Okay, thank you.
So here we go. Last day before Christmas. just trying to figure out, you know, how to get it all done, you know.
Yep.
I went to the website, you know, the airline website that we're, you know, represents the airline we're flying out on tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I punched in our code. It's not there.
Oh, that always makes me nervous. Wow. That's always good.
So we may not go.
Oh. Okay.
Oops.
They're saying that this year, airline travel is at its height of all time. They're saying more people will be traveling in the air this year than ever before in the United States. So I'm just letting you know.
I got the best gift ever. I dreamt about my dad for the first time last night.
Yay!
And my sister-in-law just texted me and she said, oh my gosh, I had a dream about him too last night.
Talk about it. Was he talking to you?
Yeah, so it was very strange. So he was sitting at the dining room table with myself and my mom. And for some reason, my sons were vacuuming the house, which doesn't happen. So he said to my mom, don't you think you should be writing this stuff down? And I don't know why he said that, but she was recording his voice, and then he disappeared. And I said, Mom, play the voice back. Are you sure he's on the recording? Because he really wasn't here. And she played it back, and his voice was there.
Wow.
And it was just so nice to see him, because he was actually, I felt like he was there.
He was.
And I can't figure out what it meant. And then my sister-in-law's dream was he was driving her to work because she was scared to drive in the snow. And he was listening to his old school music, and he knew she loved Christmas music. And so he changed the music in the car to what she wanted to listen to.
Oh, come on, Roy. Don't turn on Light FM. Why is your dad listening to Light FM?
Sorry.
Come on.
Sorry.
We play the Mi Burrito.
So, I don't know. I'm waiting to see the rest of my family dreamt of him last night. Because it's just so
crazy. I'm telling you. So, my mom and dad passed away, 8 years ago? Seven years? Whatever. My mom and dad still talk to him. They come to me and talk to me in my dreams when I least expect it.
Yeah, I loved it.
I'm sure after they see this sweatshirt and this hat I'm wearing today, I'll get a visit from both of them.
You will get in a lot of trouble. Yes, you will.
Yes.
Oh, well. That's so cool. I love hearing that. What a great gift.
That was my Christmas present.
Well, Danielle, awesome. We love you so much.
Love you too.
You and your family.
Thank you.
And Roy, listening to Light FM. I don't know. You know, I don't know. Next time, tell him no.
Well, he only listens to us, and then when the music's on, he would change. He didn't like the music. Right.
Feel Goods with Sam. What do you have going on?
I found Santa Claus, and he lives in Florida.
Oh. Unexpected.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a guy in Florida named Santa Claus, I'm sure.
That's what it is. So a long time ago, veteran Michael Esmond spent a winter without heat. And he says he'll never forget it because there was literally ice on the inside of his windows. It was terrible. Because of that, he's extremely compassionate toward people who have trouble paying their utility bill and hates to think about people struggling with it, especially over the holiday season. So Michael took it upon himself to locate 36 utility counts that were past due, and he paid them off.
Whoa.
He just paid them off for 36 families. He currently owns a small company. It's called Gulf Breeze Pools and Spas, and he said he wanted to set a standard for small business owners like himself and say you don't need to be a Fortune 500 to help people.
Aww.
There is something you can do. So, Michael, you are incredible. Thank you to everyone who sent that in. And if you have a story that deserves to be featured, email me, sam@elvisduran.com, subject line Feel Goods.
Thank you, Sam. Text message says, my dad's home from Bahrain for the holidays, and the airline lost his bags. Well, at least they didn't lose your dad.
Exactly.
Right? Very important.
Yeah.
Handful.
Merry Christmas.
What a day, what a day. Christmas is almost here. What the f*** is going on here?
Elf orgy.
Elf orgy.
Elf orgy.
Elf orgy.
Elf orgy. Elf orgy.
It's an elf orgy, dear. Care to join us?
Well, it has been a long day.
Happy holidays from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
There you go, elf orgy. Hey, so here's the most personalized gift you can give someone. You can put their name and letters all over the gift. It will not be this personalized. You ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
A DNA kit from 23andMe. I mean, how more personal can you be?
Yeah. No.
It's their DNA. You give the DNA gift with the most to give. A Health Plus Ancestry kit. An Ancestry kit from 23andMe. It lets them discover more about themselves and what connects them. And it also, it's something for everyone in the family, even those who are hard to buy for. Such an easy gift to give. It's still so personal and meaningful. You can get the same gift for so many different people, but they're all different because they're all unique personalities and all unique DNAs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You get more than 150 personalized genetic reports, including insights into their health. And now 23andMe is covering over 1,500 geographic regions, the most comprehensive ancestry breakdown on the market. You can actually use 23andMe's new easy-to-use automatic family tree builder. and you can see where your family's from. Climb your family tree.
Climb it up.
Can you imagine?
Let's hope it branches.
Yeah. Call to action. Here it is. Get your Health Plus Ancestry Kit at $70 off now through December 25th at 23andMe.com/Elvis. $70 off. How do they stay in business? Again, go to 23andMe.com/Elvis.
Happy holidays.
I must stop Christmas from coming.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
All right, I want everyone to say good morning to Farrah Zolgater.
Good morning, Farrah.
Good morning, Farrah.
Hi.
How you doing?
I am so good. I love you guys. I'm so excited to be talking to you.
Do you know why we're calling you?
I imagine for the Pete Wentz Fallout Boy.
Yes. Let me tell you exactly what's going on here. Thanks to our friends at Pepsi, we got a call from Pete Wentz and Fallout Boy. They gave us the coolest Fallout Boy experience, where you'll get two tickets to see them in concert out on their Hella Mega Tour with Green Day and Weezer, flying us to Washington, D.C. for the show, a VIP venue tour, special meet and greet passes to meet and greet Fallout Boy,
yeah,
a 10-minute bass guitar lesson with Pete Wentz. We got that.
Yep.
They also gave us three nights in a hotel in Washington, D.C. How do you like that?
I mean, who could ask for more, right?
They also gave us a check for $2,000 to cover expenses in Washington, D.C.
Yeah! Yeah!
Wow.
Are you jealous that we got all that stuff?
I am a little bit jealous, yeah.
Well, here's what we're going to do. In the spirit of gifting it forward, we're going to gift it forward to you. You got it, Farrah.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you a big Fall Out Boy
fan?
Oh,
my gosh. I am. I'm a huge Fall Out Boy fan.
That's now, great.
So that means you're going to keep it and not gift it forward, I'm guessing.
Oh, we finally got one?
I would like to keep it, yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's okay. Wow. That's okay.
I like this.
That's fine. You know, it is a trip for two, so you could take someone with you.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know who it will be yet, so I will take a fellow fan with me. So I will be, I guess, somewhat gifting it forward in that way.
Yeah,
that's
there you
come with me.
Well, okay. Thank you, Pepsi. They get us in the got us in the gift it forward mood, perfect for this season. And Farrah has announced to the world she's keeping it.
That's right.
Good for you.
That's the spirit.
Thanks for listening to us. And you tell Pete Wentz and all the guys in Fall Out Boy we said hi, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. And thank you, Pepsi. Thank you, guys.
And there you go. It's our last gift to give forward.
I'm just saying, everyone else gifted it forward, and she took it, so we ended off with a taker.
That's okay, though.
No, I'm kidding.
That's
I'm
fine.
Into it. That was nice. That was nice.
So, hey, you know, thank you, Pepsi, for reminding us it's always more fun to gift it forward.
Yes.
And we get into the Danielle report. That was great.
Thank you.
I'm kind of wishing we had more to give away. Pepsi, thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to get all that cool stuff and then lose it.
It
just
good.
Dripped through our fingers. Bye. That was great. Gift it forward. This is the season. Yes, straighten
saying if you wanted to give me another trip to Hawaii, that would be okay. I would take that.
You can rub a lamp and make a wish.
Okay. I will.
You can't fly right now, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you can't fly.
Yeah, sorry.
Your head would explode.
He would have given it to you, but you can't fly.
Oh, shut up, Danielle.
You know that emoji that I have on my iPhone with the mind blown? Is that you?
That is me. If I was an emoji, that would be
That would be you if you got on an airplane. So let's not do that. Okay. Let's keep it safe. Let's keep you at sea level. All right, Danielle, what's going on?
All right, so there are two movies in your theaters today that everyone's talking about. One, I'm going to say go see. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker in theaters today. They're saying this is an epic ending to the entire, what is it? Are we calling it a trilogy, a series?
Franchise.
A saga. A franchise,
I know,
okay.
But is it, are we hearing good things, though?
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're a Star Wars fan, you're going to love it no matter what.
I want to go do something before I have to fly out of town tomorrow night. I want to go see Cats.
So let's move on to Cats, shall we?
Okay, so everyone's giving Cats hell. I want to go see it. I want to see how they did it.
So the reviews for Cats are crap. And I just want to read you this one reviewer who said, there is a thin line between this and being a genius. Cats pukes a hairball on it and rubs its ass all over it.
Oh, that doesn't seem very positive.
So I'm going to go ahead and say pass on that
one. I'm going. I want to see it. We have a lot of friends in Cats.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of friends in Cats.
I want to go see them. I want to support them.
They can't get that time back, those friends.
Oh, now be nice.
What? Rambo Last Blood is that? Why didn't you go see Rambo? Oh, no, that's not out. That was last year's worst movie. Okay, wait.
I should go see that, too.
A list of the year's worst movies includes Cats. Rambo. It's so sad because it just came out and it's already on the list. Rambo Last Blood and two John Travolta movies that you probably never saw. let's see. Sofia Vergara is in talks to take one of the empty seats on America's Got Talent. You know there are two spots available because Julianne Hough and Gabrielle Union, they left. They will not be back. Lana Del Rey is releasing a spoken word album of freestyle poetry on January 4th.
Oh.
She is only charging $1 for it, and all the proceeds will go to Native American organizations, so that's pretty cool. Kanye West decides he wants to build a large meditation structure on his ranch in Wyoming.
Cult.
He said it might not be possible because there's a whole saga thing going on. I don't know. I'll get back to you on
that. Can we go back to Lana Del Rey?
Yeah.
I love her, by the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know who she's dating?
Who?
She's dating Styx Larkin. Do you know who he is?
No.
I bet Froggy knows who Styx Larkin is.
I don't, actually.
He's on that show called Live PD, where they sit there and they go...
that show's great.
It's on A&E. They go live to, PDs, police officers making arrests around the country.
Oh.
And really? Styx Larkin is one of the hosts. And he's dating Lana Del Rey.
Okay.
I know. I think it's great.
That's cool.
You can find love anywhere and everywhere.
You can. There is love everywhere. Right? Blake Shelton did something really nice. He visited with a 7-year-old special needs boy on the set of The Voice earlier this month. His name is Colton. He suffers from cerebral palsy, and an organization called the Kids Wish Network flew him in and his family from California, to California, actually, to meet with Blake Shelton, which was pretty, pretty cool. And for the second year in a row, even though she's in a crappy movie, Taylor Swift is number one on the list of the most influential people on Twitter.
Yep.
Others on that list, Lady Gaga, Donald Trump, Kim Kardashian, Katy Perry. So a lot of people that we know and love on the list.
How come I'm the only one that watches Live PD?
I've never even heard of it.
It's a great show.
I don't know.
They're taking you there live.
They really are.
We need to discuss a lot of the top 20 showbiz stories in 2019. So,
okay, start at number 25 and count them down. Go.
A couple of them were Luke Perry passing away unexpectedly. Oh. It's you go back and you read these and you forget. You're like, oh my gosh, that's right. Of course, Kevin Hart almost dying in a car accident. That was a big story. Jussie Smollett. The whole scandal with him and Empire and didn't he stage the kidnapping?
These
and
are
everything.
All sad stories.
Yeah, there's a lot. The Jeopardy, everything going on with Alex Trebek and his cancer. I mean, the list goes on and on. And during the morning, this morning, I'll give you other ones.
Well, maybe you can give us some happy ones.
Well, but the next one is Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth breaking up.
Hey, wasn't she online kind of poking fun at that the other day?
Was she? Oh, I gotta see.
Am I paying?
I think you're paying more attention than we are.
I'm paying too close of attention to all the matters that have to do with pop culture.
I think we're already on vacation. I don't know about you. Anyway, that's it. Go to the movies this weekend.
You know nothing about Styx Larkin. I'm a little upset.
How could you not?
Go to the movies this weekend and see Star Wars.
Okay. Oh, people are texting in. They watch Live PD.
Oh, I love that show.
Did anybody see Cats? Is anyone texting in? I'm really curious.
Someone said they saw Cats. It was pretty bad, and the CGI was horrible.
Whoa.
I don't care. I'm going to go see it.
Sometimes the terrible reviews make me want to see just to see if I agree with it or not.
In everything you do, including listening to this show, you should always have low expectations.
Yes.
and then we'll, you know what? We'll run circles around it.
Yes. Healthy skepticism.
Speaking of TV, did anyone watch the iHeartRadio Jingle Ball concert last night on the CW?
I did.
I DVR'd it.
Well, someone called me and said, oh my God, you're all over it. You're like starring in the whole show. I said, oh my God, I forgot it was on.
That's so cool.
I didn't watch me.
I got to say, Elvis, you really owned it. You look amazing on camera. And you have a natural finesse that looks like you weren't even reading off a teleprompter. Like when you were talking to Taylor Swift on stage, when you wheeled out her birthday cake, you were just like, it was just like a conversation between two friends.
Well, I tell you, it was Ryan Seacrest on the West Coast, and I was here in New York on the East Coast, and we were talking to each other, throwing it back and forth. We weren't talking.
What?
They said, okay, Ryan's going to say this. Hey, Elvis, go ahead, take it away. Who's coming up next? And I go, thank you, Ryan.
Aww.
And they said, and talk loudly because there's going to be a huge crowd in the background screaming. And so I was in the Madison Square Garden main room on the stage by myself. It was quiet. But I had to scream as if people were screaming behind me. Did it seem real?
It did.
Oh, the magic of Hollywood.
You really pulled that off well.
You did a great job.
And they actually took two different nights. They took Kiss FM's Jingle Ball in Los Angeles, mixed it up with Z100's Jingle Ball here in New York, and turned it into one big concert.
Oh, wow.
Let me tell you, the people at the CW, that's why they have those jobs. They know what they're doing. Oh, they made it look really great. I did see some of it this morning when I woke up.
Better CGI than Cats.
If you want to watch it again. Turn on the CW on Christmas at 8 p.m. 7 Central.
That's cool.
And the CW is going to roll it again. The genius that is iHeartRadio's Jingle Ball and all the people involved. You'll love it Christmas night.
Oh, hello, little Louie. What do you want for Christmas this year?
I really want to go to the North Pole.
Yes?
And...
Oh!
Santa sucks!
You son of a bitch, I'll bury you in coal!
Happy holidays!
It's the holiday season!
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
If you're like me and you like a little naughty, crazy fun with your friends, go get the Telestrations After Dark board game. We love playing this game. You will too. Buy it today at Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Barnes & Noble, or wherever you buy board games. Oh, look. Cocktails have arrived.
Yes.
Hello.
You know, I have to be on an airplane with Uncle Johnny tomorrow night.
Are you sitting next to him, or did you move your seat on purpose?
No, I'm not going to sit next to Uncle Johnny. I'll tell you why. Because Uncle Johnny, after a couple of drinks on the airplane, starts singing songs to everyone in the cabin.
He Stop likes it. Everybody to know that it's him, by
of
the way.
Of course, Uncle Johnny. All of his fans
like
are there.
People.
They fly just to seat near him, sit near him.
Of course. I mean, of course.
Of course, as you know, that's how it works. Johnny, what cocktail are you making today?
Oh, today?
The last one of the decade.
Just a minute.
By the way, don't you love people who are using that decade thing?
Yeah. Oh, repeatedly. And then I love the people who slide in and say, no, the decade doesn't start till 2021.
It's
true. Big debate. When does it start?
I say we go ahead and start it in a couple of days.
Yes.
Yeah, what are you making today, Uncle Johnny?
Okay.
Oh. Just tell me the name of the drink.
Today, it's a blended Merry Christmas frozen snowman Narita.
Yes!
Read the entire title again.
A blended Merry Christmas frozen snowman aritas.
Yeah!
All right.
So I'm assuming there's some tequila in there.
Yes, it's there it is, and I drew a little snowman by
you
it.
You did.
And it's
snowman
arita. It's like a coconut margarita.
Yeah.
Oh, Danielle loves that.
Whoop,
so it's gonna be really sweet.
No, it's not really that sweet.
Okay. You know, because Gandhi and I, we're not really sweet drinkers.
No, not sweet. I drink yours.
That's okay. I'll just have a shot of tequila and we'll call it a day.
I have to do the cereal.
I had one last night.
I have to do the Serial Killers podcast after this, so I'm ready to get wasted. And
Wait. You were invited to do the Serial Killers podcast?
The end of the year podcast, yeah.
Well, they never have me on their cruddy old podcast.
I'm sure
me either.
They would let you.
God, well, no, that's okay. I guess I'll just belly up to another podcast and make it work.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
You know, you're more than welcome here with the Brooklyn Boys.
You know what? The Brooklyn Boys podcast is already doing so well without me even mentioning them.
Yeah.
But can you imagine the powerhouse that we would have if I just joined them every once in a while and I promoted them more?
Yeah, that would be great.
Wow.
I did listen to half of this week's podcast, and I learned that Scary was bitching about the pizza that was coming in this morning, but already had two slices.
Yeah.
Just want everyone
You've
to
already
know.
Been out there twice. to eat that pizza you've been bitching about.
But I feel like a lot of people are going through this where they're carbing up, and then next week is going to be a big carb week.
Yep.
So we added insult to injury by just gratuitously adding more carbs this week. Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, there's no insult to injury. There's no gratuitous anything. Artichoke is our guest, and they were nice enough to bring this pizza up. So
I love them.
I know, Scary. You like them twice as much as we did.
Well, three times.
Three times, actually. Anyway, so we have a cocktail on the way. We've got Scary eating pizza. It seems like another day at the office.
Yeah, it's great.
Straight Nate, of course, your first week back after your stroke and your time out, and you seem to be doing very well. You look fantastic.
I feel good.
And we had a great lunch yesterday with
each other. It was a fun time. No, you know, when you're gone like that, when you have a major illness, the time just vanishes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know what happens. And
hopefully that's the last stroke of the decade.
I hope it's the last stroke
ever
of the millennium.
Okay.
Right. Let's put it that way.
All right.
I don't think I'm making it to the next one, so let's just stick with
I will
this
tell
one.
You, I don't know if you've ever had a good friend or a best friend who went through a near-death experience like I have in Nate, but the conversation now compared to, let's say, 6 months ago, nothing the same.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I mean, we're very nice and respectful to each other.
That'll end.
It goes back the other way, don't worry, Nate.
No, really, and after, you remember, Froggy, when you had your brain surgery, I mean, we were all kind of nice to each other for a while there.
Yeah, we had a party called the In Case I Die party.
Yeah,
we had
the In Case He Dies party.
But we didn't call it that, we just knew that's what
it was. No, we did.
We pretty much called it that. Anyway, but so with Nate, I mean, we use the word love more in our conversation. Aww. We actually physically touch each other more. I was noticing yesterday as you were cupping my scrotum.
He did that to me the other day, too. I was recording spots in the other room, some commercials.
He cupped your scrotum?
And he cupped my scrotum.
Yeah.
And then he walked in and he was just like, hey, I just want to say hi.
It's
and
great.
And then he walked out. I'm like, oh, it's nice.
I think everybody needs, and I don't want you to have a near-death experience, but I think everybody needs a near-death experience to realize how great everything is, right? Okay. Even just being able to walk into a studio and say hi to Danielle.
Yeah, well, like, nice.
I wouldn't have been able to do that, you know?
Well, you know, Uncle Johnny kind of tiptoes through life, but you didn't really have a near-death experience. You just automatically approach death, I mean, life in a very positive.
God.
You automatically approach life in a very positive manner.
Yes, I do. I enjoy life. And I figured at my age, that was, you know, it was fabulous.
Well,
I got
it's not
through
over.
It, and everything went great, and I feel fabulous.
Well, you're talking as if you're dead.
No, you're not dead.
I'm not dead. I'm getting close to it.
No! Oh, my God.
I don't think I'll live to 100.
I don't know. So we'll have Uncle Johnny on the plane with us as we fly the entire family, almost the entire family, over to Italy for a week. And then we have a house full. We have like 13 or 14 people in our house.
Now, is he in another house? Or is
no,
he in the
no,
same
no.
House?
No, he's right down the hallway.
Wait a minute. One.
No, we're all in the same house. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
It's going
to
be a blast.
I called Barbara yesterday, and I told her how.
No one knows who you're talking about.
Barbara is your other half's
My mother. Husband's mother.
Mom.
My
your
mother-in-law.
Husband's mother.
And therefore, she's now my mom.
Your mother-in-law.
And she's not going with us, and I'm very, very upset about it.
I know. I called her and told her, and I sent her a beautiful thing that's going to be coming on Saturday.
Okay. Well, I'm going to miss her very much.
Yes, I am.
So, but Uncle Johnny will be the official bartender in Italy, and so you've got work to do over there.
Oh,
you have
boy.
You have a house full of people who will be very sober until you pour them up, Uncle Johnny. Do you have ghosts? Do you have jokes today?
I hope so.
Brody, do you have any jokes for Uncle Johnny?
Yeah, I mean, he writes his own jokes, but I'll see if I can help him find them in his suitcase.
Okay, very good.
His suitcase.
Well, let's try to find those. Let's get going. And then we have a, what's the name of the drink again? I'm loving it. It's the
blended Merry Christmas frozen snowman Naritas.
Okay.
What's a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
You know what, when Uncle Johnny, when you and Froggy jumped into the studio to record that, did you know how huge of a hit it would become?
We won that year, I think, didn't we?
You won what?
We did.
We won the best song that year.
Oh, you did?
You all did songs, and TJ was the one who recorded it for us.
That's right. TJ, very talented when it comes to producing a superstar talent like you guys.
Hello, lady. I hope you're ready for this, Froggy.
I'm all warmed up, Uncle Johnny.
We need to make Elvis proud.
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Melikalikimakai is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
What are you, bananas?
That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Are you crazy?
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimakai is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas!
All you!
Melikalikimakai is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Oh, yay!
That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where we're all gay. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright.
So bright.
The sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Finish me off.
Melikalikimaka is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, you sound great, Uncle Johnny.
So do you, Froggy.
I got a present for you. I wrapped up my wiener.
Oh, well, Melikalikimaka to you too, Froggy.
Time to unwrap.
Hello, baby.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melakaliki Makai is Hawaii's way
to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas to you.
That was great.
Elvis Duran.
Melakaliki Makai.
Merry Christmas. Are you crazy?
There you go. What's it? That's a hit right there.
It is.
My favorite's Froggy.
Melakaliki Makai. Hawaii's way.
His voice got very low when he started. I went like this.
Let's get into the three things you need to know. Gandhi, what's going on today?
The state of New Jersey just did something pretty awesome and made it illegal to discriminate against someone's hair. Governor Murphy signed the Create a Respectful and Open Workplace for Natural Hair, or Crown Act, yesterday, which makes it clear that prejudice based on traits traditionally associated with race, hair texture, hair type, and all protective hairstyles is prohibited.
What about Scary's hair? That's just from another. Nope. It's from another, like, decade.
Yeah, shave it off. All this stems from, we know, the incident where the kid had to cut off his dreadlocks wrestling.
No, that's not good.
So that's not going to happen anymore. The legal smoking age, close to being 21 now. Congress passed the measure yesterday, raising the age to buy tobacco products from 18. If President Trump signs off, the new age limit will take effect in 9 months. And finally, Elvis is celebrating National Ugly Sweater Day. It's today.
Not an ugly sweater.
Okay. If you're celebrating, you may want to rock your cheesy, kitschy, or loud Christmas sweater. The ugly sweater specialists are recommending Baby Yoda, Joker sweaters, as well as anything with cats, dogs, beer, and just for you, Nate, the Golden Girls.
Yay, Nate!
There he is. Thank you, Gandhi.
This holiday season, if you want to give someone a really inexpensive gift, tell a friend about Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. You cheap bastard.
Yeah, absolutely. Like hey, that. So we're packing up for Italy.
Are you all packed?
No, but I'm packing up. And you know one of the things we love most about Italy? Of course, the wine, the people, the culture, the architecture, the countryside. But more than all of that, the food.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I will be taking a bottle or two of Cholula hot sauce with me. I hope the Italians are not offended.
You just have to hide it. It's fine.
It's okay. Because I like taking my own heat, my own flavor.
Yep.
Because as beautifully prepared as all that food is going to be, I'm going to next level that stuff with my original recipe or green pepper or new sweet habanero or chipotle or chili garlic. They're all coming with me. I have to buy another seat on the plane for my Cholula. Mm. Please don't wake up my Cholula. It's the one sleeping with the wooden cat. The cool thing about Cholula hot sauce is, unlike other hot sauces, their goal is not to burn your friggin' head off. Their goal is to give you this incredible flavor, followed by a little sting of heat. It's perfect. A great balance of flavor and heat. No sharp vinegar burn and all that stuff. It makes food taste so good no matter what country you're in. So for anything and everything you're doing for the holidays that involve food, which is everything, make sure you have Cholula there for you and your friends. Tell your friends about it. It's the one with the wooden...
Don't answer the phone. Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Oh, wait a minute. Whose is it? Whose phone tap is it?
It's Danielle's, Mrs. Moshkalopsis.
All right, let's get into the phone tap. All right. Here we go. Danielle, what do you got?
So Olivia is tapping Melissa. You know, they own a little restaurant, and Miss Moshkalopsis just wants to make a reservation. She's having a party.
This is probably a very complicated Miss Moshkalopsis. Let's listen to your phone tap. Here we go.
Hi, my name is
Melissa. Yeah, hi. I wanted to book a holiday party for tomorrow.
Listen, I'm sorry, but tomorrow is a little
what?
Early. We are booked.
Huh?
We
what?
Are booked. We're actually booked for tomorrow.
Huh?
So
what? What?
What? We don't have any space to book a new party for tomorrow.
How can you be booked for tomorrow when it's only today? I mean, if it's only today, you shouldn't be booked for tomorrow. I didn't even make a reservation, and I don't know how you have all reservations for tomorrow already.
Oh, are you trying to make a dinner reservation, or are you trying to book a party?
Yeah, it's for 34 people.
Okay. So basically how it works is when you book a party, you have to do it more.
Yes,
more
right, right, right. I want to book a party. 34 people tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, okay?
No. I'm sorry. We
actually,
don't have
let's
space
make it 6. Let's make it 6. I'm an old lady. I like to go to bed early.
Okay, I understand, but we're not that kind of restaurant. You do have to book us in advance, and we're
booked
tomorrow.
Do you have mozzarella sticks? Because I like a lot of mozzarella sticks.
We cannot accommodate your party tomorrow. I'm very, very sorry. You
what?
Might want to look somewhere. We cannot accommodate your party. We have no space for you at our restaurant.
But I'm going to come at 6 because, you know, I'm an old lady and I can't see. So
no,
my 34 people be there. And I also like a lot of marinara sauce with the mozzarella sticks. So make sure there's
like
extra.
Okay. If you show up tomorrow, we will have have no seats for you. We will have no mozzarella sticks for you, okay? We don't have space. I'm so very sorry.
Do you have matzo ball soup? Because half of my guests are Jewish. We're having a holiday party. We're going to have a menorah on one side of the tree and a tree on the other side. Is that all right?
If you want to book something, maybe possibly in January or even a couple weeks, I could maybe clean you up.
Excuse me, who's going to have a holiday party in January? It took me a while to get your number because I don't have the internet, and so I had to go down to the store that cuts my cold cuts, you know, Bob. My son Marvin had to drive me there, and he drove me to the place that has the cold cuts, and Bob, he gave me your phone number.
Okay, yes, so that's Bob. I appreciate Bob giving you
And then
our
I didn't have a pen to write down the phone number, so it took me a few minutes, and that's why I called so late. So as you can see, there was a lot of things going on, and that's why I couldn't call you. I'm really sorry.
Ma'am, listen. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I wish we could have you come in, but we can't. Maybe think of a couple other dates in the future. Call us back, and we'll try to accommodate you, okay?
All right, so
thank
you write down my name.
Nice,
my name is Marsh Galopsis.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. You told me to call back and tell you what my earliest convenience was, so I wanted to tell you that's tomorrow.
No, I cannot do you tomorrow, okay?
What?
No.
What?
No.
Mom?
No.
Is it because I have Jewish friends coming? Is that the problem?
No, and I am offended that you are saying that to me.
Like to speak to your manager because I don't think you're being nice. I think it's old people, and I don't think you like my Jewish friends.
There's nothing available tomorrow, okay? We have other people that took the time to plan ahead, and so we cannot accommodate your party.
That's so nice of you. We're so excited. 34 of us are coming.
Sorry. You know what? Guess what? We're closed tomorrow.
You're not closed tomorrow. You're so funny.
Yes, we are.
Don't be funny.
No room at the inn. I'm sorry.
Very funny. I don't think that's nice. You just being mean to old people.
Well, you'll be sitting outside on the sidewalk looking in, watching other people eat who planned ahead. We are not accommodating your party, so don't you dare come. Why are you laughing at me?
Because, Olivia, this is Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. You just got phone tapped.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not really an old lady. And Melissa was in on it the whole time. Melissa, you there, huh? What?
Hello.
Melissa. I just aged for like 10 years.
Gotcha. Elvis Duran phone tap. Oh
my God. Got a little song for you. Welcome to the Friday we've been waiting for quite some time now. Thank you, Danielle, for the last phone tap of the decade.
You love Miss Marsh Galopsis.
I don't care for her very much. Around talking about how dangerous candy can be. Can you take those candy canes? I mean, have you ever really eaten a candy cane? I mean, they're just like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I love candy canes.
I know, but after you suck on them for a while, it makes that candy cane goo that drips down your chin. But the good news about candy canes, if you suck them enough, you make it really sharp and you can stab people with it.
Absolutely. You can weaponize a candy cane.
You can. And what's another dangerous candy?
Oh, I used to take Twizzlers, like the long string, and slap people. If you hit someone on their bare skin with a Twizzler, I'm talking welts for days.
Oh, and you know what? If you take the licorice, the thin tied one, you could choke someone and tie them around their neck
because it's so strong.
Yeah,
I know.
Strong.
I love it. We love Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas candy injury stories. Oh my God. Uncle Johnny's here. I'm so ready for a cocktail. I got to be honest. I don't really like drinking in the morning because I'm trying to keep this boat on the river. But sometimes one needs a cocktail.
Oh, yes, absolutely. A little cocktail now and then never hurt.
Where's Uncle Johnny's theme song?
It's right there.
Oh, there it is.
He is old and he's gay, and he's wearing a toupee. Yes, it's time for Uncle Johnny.
All right, Uncle Johnny. Do you have any music? Scary?
Happy holidays.
Hold on. Scary, I know you're looking all pretty in your tacky Christmas sweater, but we need some production. some production value on our show.
I had the waitress's Christmas wrapping song for you.
Scary.
You
just pull it up.
It.
Scary.
All right.
You had one job.
Look at your calendar. Hello. Danielle gave him a calendar. You had one job calendar.
That's it. People who've made mistakes for one job.
All right, so Uncle Johnny's got the blender going. He's making his Christmas something. What's the name of the drink again? It's about to get dirty over there. Uncle Johnny. Johnny, what's the name of the drink?
The name of the drink is a blended Merry Christmas frozen Snowmanarita.
All right, a Snowmanarita. I'm so excited. I walked out there and I was like, oh, what? And Diamond looks up and she says, Daddy, I'm ready for a cocktail.
Oh, is she?
I mean, oh my God, it's 7:30 in the morning. And she's like ready to... Remember we used to drink all the time in the mornings?
Oh, all the time.
And I had to stop it.
Now you drink all the time at night.
Yeah.
Just shift it.
Uncle Johnny, he's got that blender revved up. Come on, go in hard, Uncle Johnny. Froggy, I wish you were here to enjoy a cocktail.
Me too, Snowmanarita.
Okay, what are you pouring in there now, Johnny? What's it called? What?
Tequila.
Oh, tequila.
That's what you said?
All right. Yeah. Nate, after his last stroke, gave up drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My most recent stroke.
His most recent stroke.
Yeah. I gave up drinking. So I'll admire a glass of a Snowmanarita, but I won't be partaking.
Yeah, I'm going to have a little bit. I have so much to do. I mean, who is in panic mode?
Oh,
because
yeah.
They have so much to get done.
Scary and I were talking about it last night via text. He is in major panic mode.
The thing is, I'm really backed up against the wall because I have like 9 people to buy for, and I have done... Zero shopping. Oh, no, I did get Roblox for my nephew. But that's it. That was an Amazon gift. I haven't had any time to do. And I'm flying out to South Florida today.
Oh, Uncle Johnny, are you mowing the yard over there? What are you doing? Oh.
That don't sound good.
I don't know.
I need a new blender.
Dear Santa, we need a new blender. Let's get you one of those big blenders that can, like, crush cars and stuff.
Yeah,
all right? All right.
So as I was saying, the only time I can shop is on Christmas Eve. Do you shop on the 24th? Who does
You can
that?
Shop anytime you can get
it. Are you kidding me? You know how many people shop on the 24th?
A lot of people.
Tons of people.
I actually just saw a story that Kohl's is staying open for like 24 hours. So you can go in and get all kinds of stuff.
Oh, Uncle Johnny's pouring up our very first Manarita. Made up with 100% real man.
It's a snowman arena.
Oh, snowman arena. Me, Ada. Snowman arena. It's a new drag name. It looks delicious, Uncle Johnny.
Oh.
I can't hear a word he's saying. Can you hear anything he's saying?
No.
All right. Anyway, Daniela has a Danielle report coming up. You want to get that done?
Sure.
All right.
Let me see what I got.
Keep in mind, we'll be littering your report with live coverage of the Manarita. Snow Manarita.
Just
Snow
so Manarita, you know, yeah. I'm not really paying attention to them.
How's it different than yesterday?
I paid more attention yesterday, I promise.
All right, what do you got going on?
All right, so there are some movies in your theaters today. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. I do have a question for Brody, and he's not in here. So I'm going to see this movie tomorrow, okay? Mm-hmm. I have really not seen any other Star Wars movies except for, like, the beginning.
He's going to get mad.
Can I figure this one out?
He's going to get mad and tell you can't, but I'm telling you can't.
Brody, can I figure this out?
I'm mad, you can't.
I can't.
You can.
You need to see the other eight movies, nine movies.
I know, but I'm going to.
You don't have that kind of time to invest.
I don't.
You'll be fine. I mean, I understand where he's coming from.
Okay.
I know. He wants you to understand the whole
saga.
You can watch this movie and be okay.
Go to Wikipedia and go to the plot part. Then you'll get it all.
Thank you, Gandhi.
Yeah, you're welcome.
another movie you shouldn't see, that'd be Cats. It's getting terrible reviews.
I can't wait.
I don't even want, I mean, I really, wait, let me see if I have some of the
Cats
reviews.
Is like the ugly Christmas sweater of movies.
Oh, my gosh, it really is.
Some Hold people on. Want to see let the me ugly see Christmas if I, sweater.
I'm dying to see it.
You know what, next hour I will give you some of the other reviews.
The reviews are hilarious.
Oh, they are so funny. I have to like read them
I know,
for
but
you.
If someone says your movie coughs up a fur ball, that's not a compliment. But I'm going to see it come hell or high water.
You have a great time seeing that. I hope you enjoy it.
We have friends in Cats. We need to support them.
Some stories you may have forgotten about over this year. They're reminding us at the end of the year. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth breaking up. You remember that happened. Mm-hmm. And then she wound up with Caitlyn Jenner. And then she wound up with Cody Simpson. So it's a whole big thing there. Nicolas Cage got married for a few days. It was only a few days. That's probably why you forgot a lot
of relationships. Just
a lot of things just... crap the bed. Remember, Johnny, that looks good.
Have a sip. Okay, hold on.
Oh, look, it looks like a snowman.
I tell you what, let's interrupt this Danielle report for one quick sip. Try it out.
Okay, hold on.
Snowman-arita.
It looks like a snowman-arita.
Do you want to drink a snowman?
Oh, that's good.
Is that good?
I'm going to drink the whole thing.
If she likes it, you know, Gandhi, that means it's sickingly sweet.
Oh, is it super sweet?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a shot, though.
Thank you, Uncle Johnny.
It's so cute.
Oh, it is good.
It's delicious.
Oh, that's good, Johnny. Good job.
All right.
You can say thank you if you want. Hello.
All right, here's some other stuff.
Hey, great job.
Oh, thank you. Hello, lady.
Hello,
yes,
lady.
That's fabulous. Happy holidays.
Some other cool.
Oh, his eye's rolling away.
Yes, and it smiles at you before you drink it.
Okay.
Sort of looks like he's smoking a joint.
Okay, back to you, Danielle.
People magazine named John Legend this year's sexiest man alive. Remember that? Emma Watson gave us a new term for being single, self-partnered. You remember Lil Nas X came out as Old Town Road was blowing up, and Sam Smith declared himself as non-binary. So a lot of things went down this year. If you remember Jennifer Aniston breaking Instagram. Let's see. Oh, remember when the egg beat Kylie Jenner on Instagram? Do you remember that? That was a huge story.
I don't remember that.
That was this year?
What happened?
I think that was this year.
What happened?
Hold on.
They posted a picture of an egg and said, I bet this egg can get more likes than Kylie Jenner.
And it did. That was this year. I think that was early this year.
Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of cool things went down. What else do I got for you? Avengers Endgame shattered box office records as expected. And we knew that was going to happen. I mean, the lists just go on and on. That's why I love the end of the year, because it just reminds you of things that you forgot about, which
Uncle
is
Johnny,
most of these things.
They're all asking for the recipe for your snowman-arita.
It's so cute.
We're going to put it on. I'm giving it to them now.
Okay.
Johnny, what did you use as the eyes and the nose?
Cranberries.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, coming up, the big gift.
Yes.
Today's the biggest gift of all?
Yeah.
The biggest gift of all. Do we know what it is?
No, what is it?
Nope, no idea.
Okay. Every day at this time, we've been giving away the big gift.
Yeah.
But we're giving away the big gift.
Okay.
You have to say it like that.
The bigger.
The bigger.
All right, I don't know what I did in this report, but whatever.
I love your report. I thought it was one of the better reports ever done.
You know
and
what,
by the
really?
Way, the Kylie Jenner egg thing was at the very beginning of the year, January 20th.
It wasn't. I knew it had to be then, around then.
Right. Scary, what are you thinking?
After all these drinks, I'm going to have snowman-a-ria.
Ooh.
But that comes with it.
Daniel's laugh. I love you, my Danielle.
I love you, too.
See, that's the thing. I learned that from Danielle. You can insult someone, but as long as you follow it with an I love you.
That's
you,
it.
You get away with it.
That's it. That's how we do it in the Bronx.
I know.
Happy holidays from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
If you're like me and like a little naughty, crazy fun with your friends, go get the Telestrations After Dark board game. I just love playing this game, and you will too. Buy it today at Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Barnes & Noble, or where you buy board games.
Good news, folks. Santa Claus, the one and only, has finally been spotted.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas time.
Oh, God, we need a holiday.
I can't.
Merry Christmas. This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
So here we are. Uncle Johnny just made some cocktails. The Snow Manorita, which is actually very tasty.
It's delicious.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
I love it.
Gandhi, you didn't drink it, did you?
I tried it.
It's very good, right?
It is.
Not bad.
The eyeballs moved when I took a sip, and it kind of weirded me out a little bit.
Your eyeballs moved and weirded me out too.
Every day.
Yes, Uncle Johnny.
It's not that sweet.
Oh, it's good.
It's pretty sweet.
I'll have yours.
And salt. It's salt and sugar on the rim. So
I like that.
A little sweet, a little savory. Yes.
Producer Sam is in here. You're making that noise on the microphone. People are going to start yelling at us. Oh, God.
People will be misophonia and not going to be
happy. Yeah, misophonia. We love you long time. So all week, every day around this time, we've been giving away the big gift. The big gift.
Yeah, what's today's big gift?
You want to find out?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Elvis's big gift.
Oh, I love the dance of the sugar plum fairies. You ready? Sounds slow.
It does.
Yeah.
Uncle Johnny, is this what happens when you're older? The fairies dance slowly?
Yeah, it goes a little slower, but it's all right. I'm not the big gift, is it?
No, you're not.
Okay.
Let me give you a better one here. What's scary?
This is after they've been partying all night.
Oh. Yeah, the fairies seem to be more festive here. So if you checked out my photo of Danielle, Gandhi, and me on my Instagram, at Elvis Duran.
Yes.
A couple of good things... fashion-wise in this photo. I'm wearing the sweater that Walmart Canada was selling, and they goofed, and they felt awful, and so they took it off the market. Mm-hmm. Gandhi went online and found it for me, and now these are collector's items.
Yeah, because when I bought it, it was a certain price, and then I looked again, and it's twice that price now.
Wow.
What?
I love it. And then my hat is from D Squared, the one that says effing freezing.
Yeah.
But it spells the whole world out, the whole word out. It is. It's so cold. It's a very appropriate hat. Straight Nate is producing the show today.
I am.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm still in slow motion, so.
That's okay.
Whatever I do usually happens in, I don't know, an hour before I realize it.
We're traveling at a whole different rate today. I'm totally fine with it.
It's off the rails.
Let's say good morning to Brian. How you doing, Brian?
I'm good. How are you, Elvis?
We're doing well. You just won the big gift.
Yay!
No way!
The
big
gift! Okay, now this is. It's a big one. So here's what you get. Let me get some scary. Where's the music?
I got some fanfare for you.
Okay, where? No, I need. It's a holiday music. Christmas music.
Oh my goodness. So much Christmas music.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so sorry, Brian. Why is no one ready?
Everyone's ready.
Hit that.
Okay, here we go. Oh yeah. Okay, so the big gift.
The big gift.
Thanks to our friends at Mercedes-Benz. You are winning a $1,000 gift card to spend anywhere and everywhere you want to spend it.
Woo!
$1,000!
Oh, my God!
It's like a credit card. I know.
Yeah!
Mercedes-Benz That's winter awesome. Event is going on with a flurry of exceptional offers. You can go to mbusa.com, winter event, and learn all about Mercedes-Benz and what they're doing. Go in for a test drive today. Thanks to Mercedes-Benz, you now have $1,000 to spend anywhere you want. Congratulations, Brian. But there's more!
Ooh!
Now, I was over at Macy's the other day, and I saw this clothing line that I love. It's called Diplomacy Worldwide. Very high-end hip streetwear for men and women. They just launched in Macy's. They have their own department. It's pretty cool. I'm going to give you a $1,000 Diplomacy Worldwide gift card.
Whoa! Yeah!
You'll be the hippest guy on your block.
Oh, this stuff is cool.
I know. Look at their stuff.
I want that coat.
Also, we're going to... take a dive under the DeLonghi giving tree and give you a couple of presents. Oh, they've been ponying up with some amazing gift for the kitchen. Let's open the gifts.
Come on.
These are for Brian. It's all part of
the big gift.
Let's see what you're getting.
You're getting two presents.
Oh.
What? Is that a fireplace?
You just want a fireplace. All right, so open the box, Danielle. Danielle has an injured finger.
Yeah, here we go.
All right. This is taking a long time.
Sorry, we're slow. Okay, you got a red Dedica. Thank you. A red Dedica. Oh my gosh! Deluxe manual espresso machine paired with the coffee grinder. This thing is $500.
Oh my God! Really?
Yeah. It heats up in less than 40 seconds, brews one or two shots at the same time. Very sleek, very space saving.
Oh, nice.
15 bar brewing system. Whoa.
You know what?
Hello.
What do Danielle and the red Dedica have in common? They both warm up in less than 40 seconds. That's awesome. I know you love your caffeine, Brian. And what else in the big gift?
Brian, are you cold? Are you cold in the wintertime?
Yes. Sure.
Okay. Well, you get the Slim Style Convector Heater. It's a sleek, stylish panel heater by DeLonghi, and it's perfect for any application and any decor. Instant heat, unique dual fan system. It'll quickly warm your coldest rooms. Perfect for the winter months.
Look at that. We're heating you up, Brian. You just won the big gift. $1,000 gift card, thanks to our friends at Mercedes-Benz. Also, $1,000 gift card for Macy's and the Diplomacy Worldwide Department. And a couple of gifts under the DeLonghi Giving Tree. Congratulations, Brian.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I'm, like, holding back tears right now.
You know, they'll drip just like the espresso drips out of your DeLonghi. Congratulations. Hold on one second. Wait, is there more?
It's his birthday, apparently.
Is it your birthday?
Oh, happy birthday.
It's my birthday, yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Is it sort of a drag having your birthday so close to Christmas?
It is. I grew up having... Here's your combo birthday and Christmas gift from everyone in the family.
Yeah. Well, guess what? We're not going to do that because you just all won that as your Christmas gift, and we got you nothing for your birthday.
Yay!
Absolutely nothing. You got squat. Well, we love you, Brian. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a very, very, very Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Holidays. All that stuff above, okay?
Thank you so much. I love you guys, too.
Oh, hold on one second. There you go. The big gift. That's nice. I love this music. It's kind of
it is great.
Relaxing. We need to go around the room, though, Scary. We'll start with producer Sam. What's on your mind today?
Okay, so I am in a similar seat that Gandhi was in, she said this morning, because we both wanted to get you something, but you made it clear you don't want anything.
You guys got me wine?
You don't want things.
You guys give me stuff all the time.
I know, but that's, you know, not enough. So anyway, I wanted to give you something that I thought you'd like. You've been talking about Kit Kats a lot lately. And when I went to Tokyo over the summer, I got some really interesting flavors that you can't get here, and I've been saving one of each for a special occasion. So I want to give you a collection of little Japanese Kit Kats that are flavors.
Oh, my God. So
there's a green tea. There's a wasabi. There's a strawberry cheesecake and a cookies and cream.
Oh, my God. I'm going for wasabi.
So good.
Cheesecake.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
That's my loophole. For someone who doesn't want to gift people, find them a food that is hard for them to find.
Wasabi Kit Kat. Hold on.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Mm.
So good.
Mm.
Yep. Mm. Good stuff. Oh, yes. He's enjoying it.
Yes!
Yay! I love you.
Thank you, Sam.
Happy
holidays. You too. Thank you for a year of gifts.
Gotcha.
What about you, Gandhi? What's up with you?
Well, speaking of gifts, I just wanted to give my boyfriend a shout out. He gave me the greatest Christmas gift ever, and I had to open it early because I'm not going to see him until Christmas. But I opened a box, and there was a koala and an aardvark in it. A little
Live?
Stuffed animals. No, no air holes. There were stuffed animals. And I was like, what is this, B? Like, what is going on? He said he got a hold of Elvis's hubby and some other people, and I get to go to the zoo and touch all the animals.
Yeah!
Yay!
It'd be so fun.
Well, yeah, the ones that you can touch.
Right, the ones I can touch. But I can't wait. She's going to try to touch them all. Oh, I'm totally sticking my arm in everything.
Yeah. There's a lion. Yay.
Throw you in there with the leopards.
Yay, I can't wait.
That is cool.
I know, he's the greatest.
You do have an animal touching thing.
I love it.
Hey, Froggy, what's up with you?
You know, I want to remind people, if you have a frozen turkey that you're cooking for the holidays, it takes one day for every 4 pounds. So you need to take that thing out and start letting it thaw. Don't wake up on, like, Tuesday and go, oh, I got to take my turkey out, and it's still a big frozen rock. So, no. Take your turkey out 4 days per pound to let it thaw out so that it's all ready to go come Wednesday.
If you wait till the last minute, you're screwed. There's nothing you can do about it.
You are.
Do not roast a frozen turkey. Do not.
No. Oh, no.
Do not.
And don't try to fry a frozen turkey either.
No. Ooh. No.
You'll have an explosion.
It'll explode. All right, Danielle, what's up with you?
I want to thank Party City. I know that they're a sponsor, which we're very lucky to have, but they go above and beyond. Whenever we have something special going on or a holiday or whatever, they come through with the coolest stuff. Right now, we're all sitting here with like sweaters and hats and Christmas this and that, and they always send me crazy stuff at home that they know will make me smile and make me happy. So I just got to give it up because it really is.
They're great.
They are so cool, and it's the best place.
Their ugly Christmas sweaters are the ugliest and the most festive this year.
They really
By
are.
The way, just as a reminder, the sweater I'm wearing is not from Party City.
No, that is not a Party City. That they, is not.
But it's a party.
Yeah, they don't want to claim that as their own. And there you go. All right. Well, Johnny.
Yes.
Is it time to go? Do you have music for Johnny?
I do.
We need Christmas. Are you drunk?
No, I got the exchange. It's
Christmas joke time with Uncle Johnny.
Yeah, I got them both. I got it all for you.
There's pizza.
Okay. I don't have enough room to load it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you had a snowballerita.
Oh, okay, good.
Right. It's almost finished with mine.
And now time for Uncle Johnny's Christmas jokes. Let's gather around the fireplace and enjoy the warmth that only Uncle Johnny can give us.
hello and happy holidays.
Here we go, joke time. Let's make this one easier than last
okay.
time.
Okay.
All right.
Why did Frosty the Snowman get angry on Christmas Day?
Why did Frosty the Snowman get angry on Christmas Day?
He saw kids throwing his snowballs at each other.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, but we had to put snow there.
Yeah.
Johnny, just tell the joke. Don't explain it. It's okay. funnier if you just let it like lie there.
I'll just let it lie there. Okay, here we go. What is Mrs. Snowman, Snow Woman's favorite part of Mr. Snowman?
What is Mrs. Snowman's favorite part of Mr. Snowman?
I couldn't try that. I didn't know.
What is Mrs. Snow Woman's favorite part of Mr. Snowman?
What?
Uncle Johnny, you're
His
so awful.
Carrot nose.
I gotcha.
Takes a minute.
You were what? By the way, you are the worst. You are the worst joke teller ever.
Well, that's what I'm known for. Thank you very much.
Okay, all right.
What's the best Christmas gift for someone who has everything?
What's the best Christmas gift for someone who has everything?
A burglar alarm.
Can you say burglar again?
What's a burglar alarm.
Burglar? What's a burglar? How is a burglar alarm?
It's $4.95 in the city, $6.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
What nationality?
Sorry. Oh, you serve the cocktails, not
What nationality is Santa Claus? North Polish. Why was the snowman looking through the carrots?
Why was the snowman looking through the carrots?
He was picking his nose. And finally, who is Santa Claus's favorite morning radio host? Elvis Duran. Alphys Duran. Alphys. Alphys.
Alphys Duran.
What's all this noise? Well, thank you, Johnny. That was fabulous.
And happy holidays to everybody.
Oh, yay, Uncle Johnny!
Nate just had another aneurysm.
I think I did.
When I heard burglar.
It's
a big boogler alarm for all you big booglers.
Well, how do you say it? It's burglar.
It's
burglar. That's it.
I'm from Boston.
You got it.
Okay, you know Boston, probably the smartest area in our nation.
Nuclear?
Is it nuclear or nuclear?
It's closest to the Queen's English.
And by the way, and this guy behind me, the guy who says squirrel.
You have no room. I have nothing to talk. It's squirrel.
Squirrel.
My head hurts.
All right, don't take advantage.
Jewelry and restaurant.
No, we love you, Uncle Johnny.
Why did they turn on the boogaloo alarm?
See, this is the abuse of a senior citizen.
I know.
he said it's the abuse of a senior citizen.
It's the boogaloo. I got the boogaloo alarm. How much is it, a boogaloo alarm?
I'll drink to that.
All right. And I get to spend a whole week with Uncle Johnny in Italy.
Yay!
You're the envy of us all.
Let's get into the three things we need to know. Gandhi, what's going on right now?
Instagram and Facebook are cracking down on influencers. Watch out now, scary. The platforms are specifically targeting guns and vaping, other branded content that could be targeted, alcohol, and diet supplements. Because Facebook also wants to have some certain age restrictions based on content because they don't want kids having to consume all of this stuff about weight loss, plastic surgery, and whatnot.
Good.
So they're going to crack down on it, yeah. The flu outbreak is getting worse as well. Wash your hands, people. Minnesota had 3 deaths. An entire school district in Atlanta is closed. Arizona dealing with a huge outbreak as
Get your shots.
Yep. The worst places affected, Omaha, Nebraska, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. And finally, there's a new dating service. I don't think anyone here is going to try to take advantage of it, at least not within this room, maybe outside. It's called Affair at Work. It's exactly what you think it is. It's trying to help people who are taken or married safely cheat on their partners at the office.
Really?
I swear.
Do they have gift cards for Christmas?
No. Why are you reporting this? This is a bad story.
Because I wanted Danielle to be triggered, and it worked. But I just find this stuff fascinating.
Danielle, you triggered.
Happy holidays.
She's like whipping her little snowman Arita around the room. Why?
You can't drive home.
I have hours before I'm driving home.
But you got to stop drinking at some point.
I have to do a podcast.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That'll be good.
Good.
Shut up, Froggy.
Shut up, Froggy.
So the Drunk Danielle podcast.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yes.
Why are these people calling? Hold on a second. Hello. Merry Christmas. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
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 Wow.
Hello. People are calling. Is a caller there? Hello.
Yes. Yes.
I just wanted to pick up the phone and tell you I love you.
All right. Hold on. Me and my 6-year-old.
Okay, great. Hold on.
Yay.
What?
Right. Elvis Duran and the Morning Show wishes you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
This holiday, give the DNA gift with the most to give, a Health Plus Ancestry Kit from 23andMe. Receive $70 off now through December 25th. Order yours at 23andMe.com/Elvis. That's the number 23andMe.com/Elvis. Order by the 16th to get it before Christmas. We've lost all control of this place.
We totally have.
Yeah.
I want to apologize to my husband. I keep butt dialing him, FaceTiming him, but I don't mean to.
You know, I usually carry my phone in my front pocket, so yeah. I call it D-dialing.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow, it reaches over that far?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of like a Jason Derulo looking thing.
Oh, yeah.
Alex is a lucky guy. Yeah. He's a luckier guy than I thought.
I love this empanada. Hello? Mm.
Oh, this number. Yes, thank you to Gandhi.
By the way, when Danielle drinks, she's part-time Danielle.
This is one.
It is.
I'm getting my report ready.
Oh, okay.
Gandhi brought these in for me as part of my Christmas present this morning.
Where'd you get these?
Knows I love them.
These are great.
They're delicious.
There's a little like street market right by my apartment, and it pops up every now and then. And I was walking by, and they had all these glorious empanadas, and I'm like, yeah, Danielle needs some.
There's
of
a
these.
Place down thank here called you. Empanada Mama.
Oh.
It's really good.
Okay.
I love empanadas. Where were we? Straight Nate is here looking mighty fine.
I
love how Straight Nate went out, had a stroke, took some well-needed time off.
Yeah.
Came back for 1 week. Now he's off for 2 weeks.
And I need it. Seriously.
Did we wear you out this
week? 1 week back with you guys, I think somebody needs a month off again.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
No, it's fun. It's like a good worn out.
Let me tell you, this place is an intense place to work.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, we come in here and have a ton of fun. Mm-hmm. It's like a barrel of monkeys. But... It's like we turn your world upside down.
Right.
This is the way we are. Mm. Hey, I have a cool story. Scary, I need some more holiday music.
You gotta
keep that coming.
Okay.
You know, I always give Dave Brody credit for running... Keep going that way. For coming up with the best interns ever. We have the most amazing interns, and a lot of them leave our morning show and become big executives at entertainment companies.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
I mean, they'll all own this place one day. Anyway, but four interns that are here today, I give you, where's my music?
It's right here.
I give you Erica, Juliana, Jesse, and Maria. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, y'all.
Hello.
So we'll start over here. So did you enjoy your semester here?
Yes. I loved it. I learned so much from Allie. I had a great time here.
Yeah, Allie's the best, isn't she?
She is.
Okay, yeah.
Can confirm.
Good, bad, ugly. Is there something you would change about our internship program?
I'd be here more days.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Definitely.
Juliana, Juliana, who has a lower voice than me.
I do. Hi.
Very sexy voice. What did you think of your internship here?
It was amazing. Like they said, the best experience ever. Erica and I work with Diamond, and she was just like the best.
Yeah. She's so much fun.
We love Diamond. So Erica, you had a good time?
Oh my God. Every day or every 2 days I was here, just filled with excitement. You guys always make me laugh. So aww. Much fun.
Well, Maria, Jesse, and Juliana, Erica, I heard rumor that all four of you do want to come back for the new semester.
Yes. Absolutely.
Definitely.
And I know you're all friends, but you do know that we only have so many spaces for everyone.
Yes. We know, sadly. We've heard.
This is like American Idol.
Yeah, right?
Dim the lights.
So what we did, what Brody worked on, he made sure all four of those spaces had your names on them. So you're coming back.
Oh my God.
Love you, Brody.
Brody.
My family.
You're coming back.
Yeah.
I can, like, start crying.
Yeah. It's okay.
Oh, my
I got bad news. You're coming back.
I was like fully prepared to have a mental breakdown tonight. Yeah. So like this is even better. So
I'm just gonna leave, sit in my dark corner in my room, like cry.
Okay. It's kind of interesting because we do have the show that's on right now with the microphones turned on. But there's another show that happens here is when the microphones are off in this room. But there's another show that happens here, which is out there with, with Diamond, Allie, and all the and our incredible interns. So I mean, I'm so happy you guys are going to come back, and thanks for putting up with us.
Thank you for having us.
Erica, Juliana, and Jesse Maria, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
There you go. See, obviously we got something going on here.
Welcome
back, ladies.
Uncle Johnny. Uncle Johnny, your internship, we got to talk about that.
It's only been 9 years.
I know. The oldest intern in America.
He is.
Uncle Has it Johnny. Been 9 years, Johnny?
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's been when I got here, well, Carolina was here. That was the first one. Then TJ.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're here now, and that's all that matters. Yeah. We love having you here. So, microphone off. Oh, yeah. So, let's go talk to Garrett.
Hey. So, anyway, I heard Radio Jingle Ball last night on the CW. Here's a little montage of that.
Oh, did you watch last night?
Oh, I watched.
All right, the CW. Great. We took it over. And you know what? If you missed iHeartRadio's Jingle Ball on the CW last night, we're going to replay it again Christmas night at 8, 7 Central. Hey, speaking of Lizzo, not only is she going to be on Saturday Night Live this Saturday for their famous Christmas episode, but the one and only Eddie Murphy is going to be there too.
Oh yeah,
pretty awesome.
How amazing is that going to be?
That's awesome.
All right, go ahead.
All right, Colbert last night, Jennifer Hudson was on promoting Cats. We've been talking about it all morning, but Jennifer Hudson probably gave the best explanation of the storyline of Cats.
So really, because I've never really understood it.
Me either.
Danielle, of all people, did you ever understand Cats?
No, I asked Andrew Lloyd Webber. He didn't understand.
He doesn't even know. Maybe he's listening to
Jennifer Hudson.
Maybe he's listening to Garrett's sound now when Jennifer Hudson gives us the answer.
You know how cats get a ninth life? So they have a ball once a year and only one cat get that ninth life. So they get to display their talent or whatever that is and then try to earn the ninth life.
And what happens to the other cats? They all die?
Well, they just have to wait their turn to next year to try to get the ninth life, I guess.
So, okay, that is the best explanation of what happens in Cats. I don't know if it's right, but it's...
It's right!
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
But you know what? Even though it's getting bad reviews, I'm going to go see it.
Okay, wait till you hear some of these reviews. I'm going to read them to you.
Okay. All right, Pentatonix came out with another Christmas song. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
You're
sounds like this.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly.
They sound so good.
Yeah, they do. All right, let's play some Christmas classics from our show. So a few years ago, we got behind the mic and did some Christmas karaoke. I decided to suck some helium and do the Chipmunks.
Yeah, this is Garrett.
Yeah.
Christmas time is here. Time for toys and time for cheer. All right.
My voice was stuck like that for the rest of the day.
It was.
Don't suck helium. And then everyone's been requesting this one. Our friend Ronnie teaming up with Danielle to do Danielle's favorite, Little Drummer Boy by Justin Bieber.
I'm so bad like Michael. I know I'm still young, but I go. Stupid. Love like Cupid. I'm the drummer boy, so do it.
Little baby, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
I'm so feeling this. That was so awesome.
I love you.
I miss Ronnie.
That was really great. You had so much fun performing
we
that
did.
With Ronnie.
We had so much fun.
Aww. I think we have the whole thing.
Miss you, Ronnie.
Do you want to hear it?
Please.
Yeah.
Do we have time for it?
Sure.
This is Little Drummer Boy as done by Justin Bieber and Busta Rhymes.
It's going out to Baby Jesus.
They told me ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. A newborn king to see ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
Ready for this?
Yes.
Here comes your Danielle. Listen to that. This is awesome.
Woo! Come on. Elvis
Come
Duran.
On, Danielle.
Come on.
Here we go. Come on.
Danielle Monero.
Rum, 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 No, man, I only spit heat because I'm playing for the sun, playing for the king, playing for the title. I'm surprised you didn't hear this in the Bible. I'm so tight, I might go psycho. Christmas time, so here's a recital. I'm so bad like Michael. I know I'm still young, but I go stupid, stupid, love like Cupid. I'm the drummer boy, so do it, do.
Little baby, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. I'm so feeling this.
On the hip, and then it gave a little flicker. Then I took a look to see before it activates the ring. I came to realize the homie beeper hit me on the Twitter. Then I hit him back to spot. I had some food up on my finger, sipping eggnog with a little sprinkle of vanilla. Even though it's kind of cold, pulling out a chinchilla beeper hit me back and said, let's make it hot up in the winter. I said, cool. You know I'm a deliver. Let's collaborate and make the holiday a little bigger. Before we work, I gotta get this off. See the other family members and drop gifts off. Then I'm headed to the studio because ain't nothing stopping now. We had to turn it up and really got it popping out. People everywhere and all our Twitter followers, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa.
Let's break down. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bolton! The Oxen Lamb Jim Jabba-rum-ba-bum-bum! I'm playing my drums!
Oh my god!
I'm playing my bass for him! Rum-ba-bum-bum! Bring it down now, D!
If you want to give, yeah, yeah, the time of year. JB on the beat, yeah, yeah, I'm on the snare. It's crazy how some people say they don't care. When there's people on the street with no food, it's not fair. It's about time for you to act merrily. It's about time for you to give to charity. Rarely do people even want to help at all because they're warm by the fire getting toys and the dolls. Think about a family hungry and cold, wishing, wishing, wishing they had somebody to hold. So I think if you need to get bold, give a give. Wow.
Let's just change the globe.
Damn!
And that's what Christmas is all about, Elvis Duran.
There you go.
I'm a drummer boy, so do, do.
Drummer boy. Do it.
I'm the drummer boy, so do it.
Do it.
That was so awesome.
I love it.
Oh my gosh,
Justin
Bieber for the fantastic arrangement.
The day you did that with Ronnie, we all looked at you through a whole new set of lenses.
We had so much fun. Yep, those are my rap skills.
I don't remember doing this with Alex.
But you did. It's our Christmas karaoke session.
Were we drinking?
We were. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Ready?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. You're listening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
You did it.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
You have to do this. Listen to Alex.
A pair of hopalong boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls will talk and we will go for a walk in the hopes of Jess and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot.
Oh, wait, hold on.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
You have to do this one. You're good at this one.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well.
The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
Just cut me off. Hello.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start.
Sing it!
And the thing will make them ring
is the carol that you sing.
Right within your heart.
Yeah. Doing a great job.
I know you keep on coming back.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Toys in every store.
Oh, it's over.
They cut me off.
You were fabulous. Wow. It's our first Christmas as husband and husband.
I know that. Did you buy an ornament for the tree that says that?
We don't even have a tree.
First, what?
Well, we do. We have a tree in Italy waiting for us.
Yay.
Oh. We'll buy ornaments there. And, you know, we did that thing where we both promised each other we wouldn't buy anything for Christmas. And then he went out and bought me something.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
So I went out and got him a little something. And I'm not going to say what it is. So, man. Let's get into the Danielle report.
Did we just do it?
No, we did not.
No, we didn't just do it.
It sounded like it because I was rapping.
I'm anxious to hear it because I want to, even though I'm going to support our friends in Cats, I want to hear what some of the reviews are saying.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go.
Uncle Johnny, maybe we'll go see Cats in Italy.
That'll be bad.
Okay. All right, Danielle,
what do you have? So my money's on Star Wars this weekend, The Rise of Skywalker in theaters. It's supposed to be fantastic. My money is not on Cats. So let me just read you. I was looking at Reddit, and let me just read you some of the reviews.
Oh, no.
Okay. So my eyes are burning. Oh, God, my eyes. Can you make a movie so bad that the Academy takes back your best director Oscar? Asking for Tom Hooper.
Yikes.
Cats, the worst thing to happen to cats since dogs. Let's see. Cats is both a horror movie and an endurance test.
Oh, my God.
There's a thin line between this and Genius, and Cat pukes a hairball on it and rubs its ass all over it.
Oh.
Nine may not be enough lives for some of the stars to live down their involvement in this poorly conceived and executed adaptation of Andrew Lloyd Webber's hit musical, and I felt the light inside me slowly fading.
Oh, my God. So bad. I mean, it's almost to the point they looked like they were having fun.
Oh, my God.
Making fun of it.
Were there any positive reviews anywhere?
Let me look on here.
I didn't see them on one show.
I listened to parts of it. It was pretty good.
Not on this one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. Robert T. So let's talk about some stuff that went down this year that you may have forgotten. You remember Kim Kardashian started the process of becoming a lawyer.
I do.
I've been watching her process. I'm keeping up with the Kardashians. Okay. Kelly Clarkson proved what a badass she was. Remember she hosted the Billboard Music Awards in May? Her appendix burst, but she finished the show before going to the hospital. A week later, during a live taping of The Voice, a cyst on her ovary burst. And she did the same thing.
She's exploding.
She's amazing.
My goodness.
If you remember, rapper T.I. admitted that he used to accompany his daughter to the gynecologist to make sure her hymen was still in check.
That was weird.
Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to a fight, then said he was kidding.
Also weird.
Yeah, but we weren't sure if they were really kidding. Remember? That was a whole big weird thing. And a lot went down with R. Kelly, hit with a rash of new charges this year. You know the whole what went down with that.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. Like I said, that's your money this weekend. It's expected to make no more than $200 million this weekend alone. That's insane. That means it will open lower than the previous two movies in the current trilogy, The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi, but it's still a buttload of money. It's crazy. Sofia Vergara in talks to take one of the empty seats on America's Got Talent. Two spots available, you know that. Julianne Hough and Gabrielle Union will not be back. And Lana Del Rey is releasing a spoken word album of freestyle poetry on January 4th. She's only charging $1 for it. Half of the proceeds will go to Native American organizations, so that's awesome. And Kanye wants to build a large meditation structure on his ranch in Wyoming, but here's why it might not be possible. Sage grouse, is that how you say it? You would know, it's like an animal thing. Their numbers are down, so the state is trying to protect them, and Kanye's property is within their habitat.
Sage grouse?
Grouse, maybe?
Is S-A-G-E...
Yeah,
G-R-O-U-S-E.
Oh, grouse. That's a grouse.
What is that?
It's a
Is it a bird?
It's a mammal, I do believe.
Okay, well...
It's a bird?
It's a bird.
Apparently...
Is that related to the tufted titmouse?
It looks like it has boobs, this one.
Does it?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, okay. Apparently Kanye's...
That's your favorite bird.
Kanye's property is within their habitat, and so they said that if he builds this thing, it's not going to be good for them, and they're in trouble as it is, and so they don't want that to happen. What does he look like?
Oh, there it is. It's stage grouse.
Oh, it's
sage grouse. It looks like it has boobies.
Oh, it does.
It looks like a character from Game of Thrones.
I've never heard of that before. Sage grouse. And Blake Shelton did something pretty cool. Visited with a 7-year-old special needs boy on the set of The Voice earlier this month. It was all part of the Kids Wish Network. They flew him and his family to California to hang out with Blake. And I love those positive stories when celebrities do nice things. So there you go.
Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome.
Shall we bring it down a notch or two? I love Coldplay.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be far away. And here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. And faithful friends who are dear to us, gathered near to us once more. The fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Start Sunday. Don't forget Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy everything.
Yep.
There you go. We'll be back after this.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Ooh, Tate's Bake Shop.
Ooh, there's still time.
Yeah, there's still time. You know, they have these holiday cookies, only good for the holidays. I mean, they will disappear as fast as this decade fades away. They have the toasted almond cookies with that beautiful, beautiful flavor of warm toasted almond cookies. It's a miracle how they got the cookies to taste like cookies. But they also have the hot chocolate cookies. It's the relaxing taste of hot chocolate with marshmallows baked right in. And of course, these cookies are crunchy, just like their famous chocolate chip cookies. These are limited edition flavors only for the holidays. Look for the metallic red toasted almond cookie bag and the metallic green hot chocolate bag, available now in your local market. Of course, other Tate's cookies available year-round. I love the taste of Tate's. And let's say Merry Christmas to
Text us at 55100. Standard data and messaging rates may apply. It's Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
This is my new thing for the new year. Trucker hats.
Oh.
I know.
Okay.
I was into trucker hats for a while, you know, while trucker hats were in.
Okay.
Now I'm just kind of into them again. Danielle, should I get back into trucker hats?
No.
Why? What's wrong?
It's cute, but...
It's a very different trucker hat. They like sawed off half the bill.
I know.
Yeah, that's you should bring back the Von Dutch craze.
Oh, I will.
God. Please don't.
I want to wear my, what was it, designer?
Affliction?
No.
Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy. Ed Hardy. Oh, boy.
What were the bedazzled jeans everyone used to wear?
I still have those.
Oh, yeah.
Not affliction.
Was he trying to wear jeans? Jeans?
Hey, what's that, Scary?
You know, I love my mommy. And she is hilarious when she texts me. She was watching the iHeartRadio Jingle Ball yesterday.
Oh, and on the CW?
On the CW.
It's going to be back Christmas night, by the way.
Yes, it will be. And she'll be watching and asking this very same question. Anthony, how was Halsey in California with BTS, and then she was on stage 10 minutes later in New York City by herself at the Garden? I'm confused. My mom, because Halsey was featured in the BTS performance from LA's Jingle Ball.
By the way, is that how your mom really speaks? Yeah. I've heard so your mom cute. Speak, and she never sounded quite like that.
The thing is, she has a different outfit on. She's doing Boy with Love in Los Angeles, right. Clearly, with BTS. And then she was on stage doing her song here, Nightmare. So my mother's like, how did this happen? Did she... Like, I'm like, Mom, well, okay, well, it's the magic of
television. Did you just tell her?
I explained it to her. I'm like, Ma, they took two different Jingle Balls, Los Angeles and New York.
Two different nights.
Two different nights, and they cut them together. It's that simple. It's not rocket science, but she will ask me.
Oh, my God. You are so insulting to your mom.
Scary, you're not nice to your parents.
No, I love my mother and father.
No, you're mean to them, Scary.
Every time I answer the phone, it could be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Did I wake you?
Here's the thing.
Did I wake you?
His mom and dad were on the way to the radio station yesterday, and he's on the phone with them. Did you hear this?
No.
He's not a nice person.
Well, no.
This was the other one, the old one or new one?
No, it happened yesterday.
Oh. Did you just hit me with a piece of paper?
Okay. All right. That was an old radio lie. This is an old bit, but I was just saying, hey, I was just trying to be, you know, topical and say it happened yesterday.
Okay.
And so Danielle's like, this isn't the old one?
I thought it happened again. Yeah. No. I wouldn't be surprised.
It didn't. This is the old one. And, of course, you said something, and then Brody threw a piece of paper at you.
That was good aim, Brody.
The same way I was the kid asking for free chicken sandwiches.
Oh, my God.
She's the new Uncle Johnny.
Are you Uncle Johnny?
No, I'm not.
Can't make a lot
of how do you not? Here they are arguing about how to get to the radio station. I love this. This is a great way to usher in the holidays. Hold on.
Can't make a lot
of how do you not recognize the AT&T building? It has a logo on it that says AT&T.
Because we're not in front of it, Anthony. Don't get excited. I have to pass Canal Street to start 6th Avenue.
No, you don't.
Okay, we'll try to get to 6th Avenue.
No. Well, I got to stay on the phone with you now because you're going to get lost.
And one block away from 6th Avenue.
Oh, this is such a production. You should have been here. One turn.
Okay, here's Broome Street. I'm going to make a left.
Broome? You're north of where we are still. Okay. You have to come back south.
Go to the next street and go to 6th.
No, you don't go to 6th Avenue. It goes north.
Okay.
Don't you understand? You have to go left. You have to go south. You have to go south of where you are. You're going north. Make a left.
Make a left where? On Thompson Street?
If you're on Broome Street, make a left down whatever street you're on. On Broome Street.
And now what? I can't make a left here.
Okay. What are you?
No. On what? On what? You're south of what?
Yes. I've been trying to tell you that.
Right. Make a right. Make a right. There's 6th Avenue.
No, you're still north of the station, and you're still north of Canal Street. Don't do that. It's a maze.
I'm on Watts. And 6th Avenue. I can't make a left on 6th Avenue.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You have to make a left. Don't go on Watts Street.
6th Avenue is one way.
That's what I told her. I told her that.
So what do you want me to do? I'm on 6th Avenue right now, and watch. What do I do?
You've gone too far. You had to make a left before 6th Avenue. You can only go to the right.
You know, Anthony, next time I'll put in my GPS system, and I don't need no bull on how to get here. You know what I mean?
Well, why didn't you put it in the GPS to begin with?
Because Mommy, think it's too much trouble. Here.
Did you understand that big streets were closed? I should have taken the bridge. Don't talk to me like that. I'm not stupid. They must think I'm an idiot up there.
Can you make another left if you turn?
No! No! Okay, we'll get there.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Goodbye.
Oh, my. What were they coming here for? I forget.
They had to pick up Jingle Ball tickets.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
This is my funniest. That's the funniest thing ever.
No! No! They're north of the station.
One light goes out, they all go out.
Who are these people?
Oh, my God. Anthony, you're so mean to your mom and dad.
You know what, though? I love them for it.
Oh, I can tell.
It's Brooklyn tough love right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I love how you blame the borough of Brooklyn on screaming at your parents.
You know what?
I don't know, Brody, you're from Brooklyn. Did you yell at your mom and dad like that?
Louder.
Okay.
Oh my favorite is the dad's like blaming his mom. You know, your mother is too much trouble putting a GPS.
Make time to put in the GPS, Anthony. I love, GPS love Tony.
System.
Well, there you go. So that's what we deal with Scary every day.
My parents do the same thing. They threaten to do something that they should have done in the first place. Like, next time I'm going to put it in the GPS. Well, you should have done that in the first
place.
Exactly. Oh, it made it a whole lot easier.
Good idea, Mom and Dad.
Ah, the holidays.
If you don't start putting those lights on the tree, I am going to wrap them around your neck, and I'm going to choke you with them.
Stop busting my balls.
Happy holidays from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Yo, what's going on?
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Wow, so I wish you could be here to see what I'm looking at right now. This place looks like we just had a Christmas tornado.
Yep.
I mean, there's packages and drinks and half-eaten pizza slices and
sweaters.
Look at this place. Sweaters,
glitter,
just glitter and candles and Cholula sauce.
What? Yes. Who invited the other people to come up and have pizza?
Nobody did yet.
Let me tell you something. It's all gone. All the vodka pizza is gone. Well,
why don't we share for the holidays?
And you got to share the other pizza that none of us are eating.
It's okay. Hey, God.
None of us are eating.
Shut up.
I know. Did you want to take some home?
I wanted to have some now, but it's none left.
I think there's some more artichoke out there.
Nope, it's gone.
We love artichoke pizza.
It's all gone.
Wait, there was a whole other pie. It wasn't even touched.
No, they came and touched it.
All right, well.
Before and touch it.
I know, but Danielle, isn't it nice to share for the holidays and, you know?
Nope.
I apologize, Danielle. I invited our friends from down the hall to come and get some pizza.
It wasn't just them. It was a whole bunch of people that came.
Danielle.
Well, once you invite some people, you know they tell everybody else.
Danielle, I'll take you out for more pizza after the show.
Thanks.
Come on. Hop in my car. Let's go.
Well, we unearthed something the other day, too. So we're very friendly, and we always share our food. But we learned the other day that not everybody shares their food with us. So I'm with Danielle. Stop telling people.
That's okay.
Did we go over there and steal food from another radio station the other day because they didn't invite us, but I cut myself with their stupid bagel knife.
I know. Look, you know.
That's what you get for stealing their food.
At the end of the day, if you think about it, we really do get a lot of food, and, you know, we don't have to eat all of it. We don't have to hoard it just because, you know. I know. Look, Danielle, I'll take you out for pizza.
Thank you.
It's not fair if you could smell it and you can't eat it.
He just did it because he didn't want all the carbs in front of him because he says he has a disorder and has to eat it.
Okay, so here I am trying to be diplomatic. I'm trying to be diplomatic, Elvis. Mm-hmm. Then I get a text like I just got from Vin. How you doing, Vin?
Hi, I'm great. How's it going?
Doing okay. So may I read your text?
Please.
It says, had a dream about Elvis last night. He was a total dick.
Oh. Wow.
That's what did he do?
Okay, let's get to the bottom. I mean, look, I've been known to be passionate about some things from time to time and rub people the wrong way. What was your dream about, Vin?
Well, you know, you were playing the role of my teacher. Can't tell you why, but this is what you were doing. And, you know, I had walked into the school and you said, what are you here for? I said, well, I'm here for you. You're my teacher. He said, no, you're not. Go away.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That's awful. All right. Was there anything else beyond that?
You turned me away in my time of need, and I thought it was very unlike you.
Wow. It is sort of unlike me, I think. Look, everyone in here is on their phones. No one in here is listening to one friggin' word we're talking about over here.
I'm not on my phone.
What, Danielle?
I don't think he's mean in real life. I think if you met him, you would think the opposite.
I know, but now I feel like I have to make it up to you now.
Oh wow. Give him a prize.
He wouldn't be mean to you if he met you in real life.
I know, but dreams, you know, dreams aren't what they appear to be.
Right. No.
You know? I don't know.
I would certainly hope not.
I know. I can hear it in your voice that you're a little gun shy. You're
yeah.
You feel like I have wronged you in real life.
I woke up in a bit of a sweat.
Yeah, I could see that. This happened to me in Disney World.
What do you mean?
I almost knocked Minnie Mouse's head off.
Why? Oh.
Not on purpose. I was very excited to see her, and I kind of like, my hand went. And she was very standoffish with me after. And I had a bitter taste in my mouth about Minnie Mouse for a year because I thought she was not nice to me. And then I had to make amends.
But you almost knocked her head off.
Well, I made amends the following year with the other Minnie, and I was nice, and she hugged me, and I felt better. But So I understand what he's getting at, of why he kind of feels wrong.
How does this qualify as the two have nothing in common. Vin had a dream. He went to school. You go to school to learn from teachers who are there to want to teach you, but I turned him away. He was there because he needed to know what I had to teach him, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And then I turned him away. He woke up a little upset. I get it, Vin. I understand.
But you do teach me things every day on the radio, so it's like, you know, you kind of make up for it.
Yeah, I can be, in real life, I can be very feisty. I can be very saucy. I mean, sometimes I come across as a total bitch, and I don't mean to.
I like you use the term saucy.
But the thing is, you know, sometimes in life, I've decided I need to be more true to myself, and sometimes the real me isn't always the most pleasant, but I think being honest is the way to go, even if it rubs people the wrong way. But this was a dream. I should have been nice to you in the dream, you know? Anyway, what can I do to make it up? Do you have anything? Did we give everything away?
We blew our load on the big gift earlier.
We did.
We did.
I mean, we don't have anything else.
What does that look like? All right, well.
Maybe the gift was you not being that thing to him, and you were being very nice just now, and that's the gift.
I feel awful.
No. It was just a dream.
Doesn't it mean that maybe somebody else is going to be mean to him? Doesn't it? It doesn't usually. Isn't it usually not about the person you dream about, like it's, or yourself? It's about something else.
I tell you what, Vin. In the new year, when you hear us giving away like really cool stuff, call up and we'll see if we have an extra one. And I'll give it to you.
You can't.
I think I can do that.
He's not going to get through. You can't.
Yeah,
do
you
that.
Can. He got through here. All right, Vin. My apologies from my dream, Elvis.
It's quite all right. You know, I listen every single day for the last, 15 years. I consider you all friends anyway.
Aww.
So I know you're not actually mean.
Sometimes friends let you down. I got an idea. What if we made you our first caller of the day in the new decade?
Oh, that's good.
That seems like a big deal.
It is a big deal.
That seems important.
The only issue is it's very early. I don't know what time you wake up.
Yeah, you're about a week early, 2 weeks early.
What?
No.
Huh? What? Hold on.
In 2 weeks, you're going to call us live.
Yeah, we have to call you.
Yeah, we have to call you. And
we call you.
It's like it's 6 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time. Yeah, you don't like that
he's
one.
He's not into it. Now I see why you're addicted to him in his dream. Yeah. Just saying.
Vin, look, no matter what, Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for listening to us, and I will try to be better in your dreams tonight, okay?
You know what? I'll look forward to it.
Okay, buddy. Take care. There you go. We know it's a dream. We know it's not real, but yeah. I don't even want people to be disappointed in me in their friggin' dream.
Right.
No, it happens.
But it was all a dream.
Why are you laughing, Froggy?
Because Connie said, now I see why you were addicted to him in your dream.
Okay.
He turned our lovely offer down.
We offered him to be the first caller of the decade. He's like, I'm not up at that time. Take your offer and shove it up your ass.
Hey, don't talk about my new best friend, Van, like that.
Okay.
I will not hear it. I will not hear it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
People tried for days and days and months to be like the first caller. We offered it to him to be the first caller of the decade. He's like, I'm not up at that time.
Not really. Okay, so as you can hear how discombobulated and how messed up the show is, it's exactly what the room looks like. It looks like we're hoarding Christmas in here.
We are.
Like, we have mountains of ugly Christmas sweaters. Thank you, Party City.
Yes. Oh.
It's just a mess. The whole place is a mess. This is how this is how our brains are right now.
It's so
this
cute.
Has been a great week of shows. What day did you come in that we had the most fun? What day was that, Tuesday?
I don't know.
We had a fun day that day.
Tuesday.
It was Wednesday.
I don't remember.
He doesn't remember Tuesday.
Maybe it was Wednesday. I don't know.
I don't even think we had a Tuesday this year. This week. Right, we're not going to do the three things.
Okay.
I can't.
What, Brody, what?
Can we play that song?
What song?
Scary's Christmas song?
No. All right. No.
All right.
No.
You were mean to me in real life.
Not even a dream, Brody.
Okay, but I'm looking at the clock. We're like 4 minutes late.
Well, the phone tap's really short, so you have about 2 minutes to spare. Whatever you want to do with it, you can do it.
What song is this, Brody?
This is the one where we made fun of Scary saying bup, 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 bup.
Okay, so Scary has this thing. If you're talking and he doesn't like what you're saying, he'll go, bup, 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 bup. Like, Nate, start talking about how late we are.
Oh, man, Elvis, we're really late. I think we're
And so I think I told Scary, I said, if you bop me one more time, I swear to you, it's the last bop you'll ever bop.
But I'll never tell you to shut up. Instead, I say, bop, 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 bop.
It's the same thing.
I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to.
It's actually, it's more rude than saying shut up. If you think
it'd be worse.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Scary Jones will yell.
Bop, 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 bop.
And if you try to speak.
Bop, 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 bop.
Seriously. And when he wants to say something.
Bop, 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 bop.
Wow, that's rude. You try interrupting and.
Bop, 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 bop. Bop, 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 bop. Bop, 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 bop.
I think we get the point. All right, there you go. Here you go, Brody. There's your request.
You're listening to the very festive Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Happy holidays.
Well, as you all know, I love hot sauce, but lately I'm loving Cholula hot sauce for many different reasons. Not only does Cholula have a welcoming heat, but that burst of flavor just makes everything taste better. Go grab your favorite Cholula flavor and tell them Baby Hot Sauce sent you.
Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
Oh, wait a minute. Whose is it? Whose phone tap is it?
It's Danielle's, Mrs. Moshkalopsis.
All right, let's get into the phone tap. Here we go. Danielle, what do you got?
So Olivia is tapping Melissa. You know, they own a little restaurant, and Miss Moshkalopsis just wants to make a reservation. She's having a party.
This is probably a very complicated Miss Moshkalopsis. Let's listen to your phone tip. Here we go.
Hi, smiling with Melissa.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to book a holiday party for tomorrow.
Oh, listen, I'm sorry, but tomorrow is a little...
What?
We are booked.
Huh?
We're actually booked for tomorrow.
Huh?
So.
What?
We don't have any space to book a new party for tomorrow.
How can you be booked for tomorrow when it's only today? I mean, if it's only today, you shouldn't be booked for tomorrow. I didn't even make a reservation, and I don't know how you have all reservations for tomorrow already.
Oh, are you trying to make a dinner reservation, or are you trying to book a party?
Yeah, it's for 34 people.
Okay. So basically how it works is when you book a party, you have to do it more.
Yes,
more
right,
advanced.
Right. I want to book a party. 34 people tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, okay?
No. I'm sorry. You
actually,
don't
let's make it 6. Let's make it 6. I'm an old lady. I like to go to bed early.
Okay, I understand, but we're not that kind of restaurant. You do have to book us in advance, and we're
booked
tomorrow.
Do you have mozzarella sticks? Because I like a lot of mozzarella sticks.
We cannot accommodate your party tomorrow. I'm very, very sorry. You might want to look someone. We cannot accommodate your party. We have no space for you at our restaurant.
But I'm going to come at 6 because, you know, I'm an old lady, and I can't see. So my 34 people be there. And I also like a lot of marinara sauce with the mozzarella sticks, so make sure there's, like, extra.
Okay. If you show up tomorrow, we will have no seats for you. We will have no mozzarella sticks for you, okay? We don't have space. I'm so very sorry.
Do you have matzo ball soup? Because half of my guests are Jewish. We're having a holiday party. We're going to have a menorah on one side of the tree and a tree on the other side. Is that all right?
If you want to book something, maybe in January or even a couple weeks, I could maybe you out.
Excuse me, who's going to have a holiday party in January? It took me a while to get your number because I don't have the internet, and so I had to go down to the store that cuts my cold cuts, you know, Bob. My son Marvin had to drive me there, and he drove me to the place that has the cold cuts, and Bob, he gave me your phone number.
Okay, yes, I appreciate Bob giving you our business.
And then I didn't have a pen to write down the phone number, so it took me a few minutes, and that's why I called so late. So as you can see, there was a lot of things going on, and that's why I couldn't call you.
Ma'am,
I'm really sorry.
Ma'am.
What? Huh?
Ma'am, listen.
What?
I'm so sorry.
What?
I'm so sorry. I wish we could have you come in, but we can't. Maybe think of a couple other dates in the future. Call us back, and we'll try to accommodate you, okay?
All right, so
thank
you write down
so
my name.
Nice.
My name is Moshkalopsis.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. You told me to call back and tell you what my earliest convenience was, so I wanted to tell you that's tomorrow.
No, I cannot do you tomorrow, okay?
What?
No.
What?
No.
Mom?
No.
Is it because I have Jewish friends coming? Is that the problem?
No, and I am offended that you are saying that to me.
Like to speak to your manager because I don't think you're being nice. I think it's old people, and I don't think you like my Jewish
friends. There's nothing available tomorrow, okay? We have other people that took the time to plan ahead, and so we cannot accommodate your party.
We're so excited. 34 of us are coming, and
sorry. You know what? Guess what? We're closed tomorrow.
You're not closed tomorrow. You're so funny.
Yes, we are.
Don't be funny.
No room at the inn. I'm sorry.
Very funny. I don't think that's nice. You just being mean to old people.
Well, you'll be sitting outside on the sidewalk looking and watching other people eat who planned ahead. We are not accommodating your party, so don't you dare come. Why are you laughing at me?
Because, Olivia, this is Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. You just got phone tapped.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not really an old lady. And Melissa was in on it the whole time. Melissa, you there, huh? What?
Hello.
I just aged like 10 years.
Gotcha.
Elvis Duran phone tap. Have an idea for a phone tap? Go to ElvisDuran.com. Click on the phone tap tab. Tell us what you want to do.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. What a festive time of year.
I'm an elf. Shut up and get back to work!
Sorry, Santa.
Elf hole.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
When it comes to finding the perfect gift, it's a basket from Tate's Bake Shop. It's the perfect answer. Of course, it's filled with their signature crispy and buttery chocolate chip cookies and more. Visit Tate'sBakeShop.com. Use the promo code Elvis. You get 20% off your purchase.